Blog Talk Radio.
Forget about tomorrow. Time for us to start winning is now. 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 Now.
Hey, they don't like us, we don't like them. Nothing wrong with that, all right? All right, all right, all right, all right, all right.
At the end of the day, it's the same three things you've had to do in 35 that you got to do now in 2018.
I do not see no holes on this squad.
You got to run the ball.
Barkley off the left side. Here he goes.
You gotta stop the run.
Tyreek Hill lines up in the backfield.
The ball pops free, and it's recovered by Harrison.
A snack for Damon Harrison early.
And you gotta pressure the passer.
Wentz hangs in, holds it down. Down he goes. And an early sack by Olivier Vernon.
Two kinds of players in this league, folks. There are guys that play professional football, and there are professional football players. And the professional football players are the guys we want. I don't want guys that want to win. I want guys that hate to lose.
Odell Beckham Jr. down the sideline for the touchdown.
Giants fans, you are now listening to the hottest show on the planet, The Shakedown. Here to give you everything you need to know on your New York football Giants are Black Friday.
Welcome to the New York football Giants, Saquon Barkley, a.k.a. the Golden Child.
Eve of Chokey.
Do you know who Alec Ogletree is? Like, I'm asking you for real.
Really?
That is me. But do you know who he is?
J-Rock.
We're
going 16 and 0, huh?
How dare you say
anything
worse? How dare you?
Out your mind.
You know
we
just drafted the Messiah.
Only the one and only,
Shake
Montana.
Now, if that man was a prospect like a Peyton Manning or a Joe Montana, like I've been saying the whole fucking time, you don't pass up on this talent. You don't do it. You don't do it.
Now here is your host, Shakes Montana.
Yeah. Feels good to be back. Y'all know what time it is. This is East Style Friday, a show by the fans for the fans. We are tuned into the most dangerous show on the planet, The Shakedown. And this is East Style Fridays, with today being a special day. And we want to give a special shout out to our brother, our host, a beloved man that you all know, and Black Friday. We want to give him a special happy birthday shout out. Please get to South Carolina safe, brother, where the family is awaiting your presence so that you can be celebrated and loved on. We love you, King. Happy born day again. And most definitely, all love in the world. Peace, brother. We love you. So without further ado, let the show begin. What's going on, Blog Talk Radio? Your boy is back. Y'all know what's up. Feeling good. Sounding good, I hope. And waiting for the callers to call in. Y'all know what time it is with me. The format does not change when it comes to my situation. It just changes when we start the show on a different platform. So, welcome home, as I'm looking at the live studio, and it feels good to recognize all of these situations, all of these numbers, the on-air, the stream left, invited guests, the end episode, the host pin. It's back to where we belong, man, and it feels good. I'm not going to recognize you guys' numbers. I just want y'all to know that. So, yeah, I know the format with me is I let you guys on as I see it. You don't have to wait. You just brought straight in, and I have to promote to let everybody know that was on the Podbean app that we are back. If you are not in the Shakedown chat, I will definitely send you a kite just to put you on so you will not miss any shows, because I know how painful and devastated you are when you do not hear our voices on these airwaves. I hear you guys crying. I see the text messages, the DMs, the chats aren't the same, and I do not want you to miss out on what it is that we are bringing to you guys, content-wise, love, realness, and just us being as cool as we cool. You dig? So without further ado, y'all know how I get down on these airwaves. I'm going to go into the chat, see what's going on, let everybody know that we live like 95, as we say, and it's time to tell a friend to tell a friend. Y'all tuned into the most dangerous show on the planet. And let me plug that number real quick as I'm starting to learn it. The number to call in is 914-205-5796. Once again, the number to call in is 914-205-5796. And once I see you all trying to hit the live studio, I will let you in. And without further ado, I know this number. This man needs no introduction. Y'all know what time it is. LRP, we have no problems in Houston. What's going on, baby? To hung up real quick. He will be back on. But like I said, I have my brother with us, so it will not be an issue when he calls back in. He will come straight in as always. So hit the button, brother. Call back in. Do what you got to do, bro, so I can let you in. I will see your call. So, yeah, until the brother calls in, you know, like I said, I'm hitting chat, letting everybody know we live like 95. So, you guys, I'm also going to put the number in the chat because a lot of you guys don't know what it is. So I got you guys back. Don't worry about that. Right now, 914-205-5796. Again, 914-205-5796 is the number to call in. Let me check and see if LRP is back on the line. No, he is not yet. So you know what I'll do? I'll go into what's going on in today's news with the New York Football Giants, like I always do. And then we're just going to chop it up, man. Today is one of them days where, you know, it may be a little bit of football, maybe even some basketball, but it's going to be all good, you know. So waiting for everybody to get adjusted to this scenery, because a lot of people don't know that we're back yet. So, you know, on that note, let's talk some Giants, because that's what we are. We are a Giants sports-based show. So let's get to it. Minor news today. Checking this out. You know, nothing crazy. Just still a lot of rumblings, ladies and gentlemen, in New York about Daniel Jones, man. Like, he's really, really getting a lot of press because that time of coming up, the season is starting to come up, and, you know, this kid has a lot of pressure on him, so to speak, of from it being a standpoint of it being his third season, a prove it year, and will he be the quarterback of the future moving forward? But from what I've heard, everything that I've seen him say, all his interviews, he's taking things one day at a time. He really, really does have a brilliant mentor in Eli Manning. When it comes to his responses to the media, you can tell they sat down and they've really, really had talks, and he's also just, like, you know, opened his ears and has become a student because he's well-versed. He knows how to answer questions. He's intelligently evasive, so he knows exactly what not to say and what to say and when to answer. So that's looking good out here. Also, our beloved running back Saquon Barkley posted some more photos and some workout videos. He's, like, really doing his thing. The kid is just jacked. I mean, you know, some bodybuilders is out there feeling like, wow, I definitely don't need to skip leg day anymore, especially when they're looking at this dude's quads. It's just ridiculous, man. He's robotic. It's cyborgish, like the way this dude is built and put together. And he's only 24 years old, so, man, if he can stay healthy, which I believe he will, and he's going to have a tremendous season for us, I know that things are really, really, really going to look up forward for us. You know what I mean? He's doing a lot, too, with, like, you know, putting his money in Bitcoin, like all of his endorsement money. He said he's just going to put that in Bitcoin. Now, if you guys are not familiar with Bitcoin, it's cryptocurrency. This is a form of currency that will not be taxed by the federal government. So because of it not being in the currency stream in New York, in federal or any state or city you're in. So all of his endorsements will go into cryptocurrency, which, you know, that's the big thing now, such as Bitcoin, Dogecoin, things like that. So we'll see how that turns out and works out. If you guys are into cryptocurrency, I guess you'll follow that as well. I'm starting to learn about it and get into it. We also have with us Shakes Montana Manine. What's going on, baby? Happy East Style Friday.
What's going on, man? Shout out to Black Crazy. Happy birthday, bro.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What's going on with your boy, boy? Where you been?
I'm chilling, bro.
I hear that. It's a good Friday, man. Ain't nothing, man. Today going to be like a smooth show, bro. I'm going to put on a real smooth show for everybody, you know what I mean? Of course, you guys are going to join in. Ain't going to be too much of this or too much of that. We just want to celebrate Black Freezy's birthday. You know, I've already spoke to the people there about that. And we just going to talk some, you know, some moderate, you know, whatever we want to talk about. It's going to be a real E-style, freestyle Friday. You feel me? Calm, relaxed, talk a little sports, talk some real life, talk some movies, get into some jokes. Definitely talk about this up-and-coming battle between you and LRP. We're going to promote that daily. And I want to talk to you guys about some music promotions because some people heard my voice over in the town that I'm in now in New York, in upstate New York. I'm not giving that town away over the airwaves. But some people heard my voice in the town that I'm in, and they was like, look, you know, we want to do some promoting with you or whatever the case may be. I said, of course, for a small fee, we can do whatever you like. So we're going to get into that, you know, off the airwaves. We don't negotiate on the airwaves. I'm sorry, you guys. I know you're nosy, and I know you guys want to hear everything that we got to say because you're intrigued by what we do. But that's business. So, yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to that. And let me plug that right now. By the way, if anybody wants a song promoted or a commercial promoted or a clothing line promoted, please hit us up. You know, Either Chosen One, Shakes Montana, LRP, Black Freezy, J-Rock. You know, hit us up, DM us, let us know what you want to do. We'll tell you the price for that. We'll definitely get that done for you. We'll put your situation on in the front end and the back end pause of the show, meaning that it's right after the intro. Your clothing line, business, whatever it is that you got going on will be introduced. And in the last 2 minutes of the show, right after closing statements, we'll also put you on the airwaves as well. If you have a commercial yourselves that you want to promote, or if you want one of our lovely voices to do the commercial for you, it doesn't matter. And we will let you know the fees and amounts for that. So please hit us up on all major social media outlets, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, anything you want us to do. You know, we are here for the marketing and promotion and advertisement, and we will do what's necessary to get your name out there. So let us know what's going on with that. Besides that, man, anything you got going on, anything you heard today, any craziness, anything you want to talk about? Montana?
Yeah, give me a minute.
All right. I want to get into that Richard Sherman situation. If anybody has saw that video of him losing his mind, trying to knock down the door of his wife or fiance. I don't know what it is. I don't want to, you know, overstep or misspeak. But whoever his girlfriend or whatever the case may be, if you guys saw that video, most people will call it really, really disturbing. And you know what? Forgive me. That's everyday shit. And I mean that. And I'm sorry if it's not a normalized situation, which has desensitized me or a bunch of us, but we grew up in circumstances like that. So in my mind, Richard Sherman didn't do anything extra out of control. According to the law, according to moral standards, according to how it looks and it being recorded, yes, he looks crazy. He looks deranged. He looks out of his mind and aggressive. Like, to life, ladies and gentlemen, because I don't want nobody to confuse it. I can vouch for everyone on this show when I say it's just a normal day in the neighborhood to us. But for Richard Sherman, it's definitely out of control. It's, you know, criminalizing and off the rocker. Did you see the video, Shanks?
No.
All right, I'll briefly explain it to you, bro. I guess it's in the middle of the night. I don't know who's recording. I think maybe a neighbor, probably. Who knows? So he just walks up to the door, you know, and he's like, come downstairs, you know, come outside, come on the other side, whatever the case may be. Like, he rings the doorbell. He doesn't like the fact that he's not being responded to. So it starts to agitate him, which he self-agitates. This is a normal thing where people get upset. They feel like, you know, they're not getting their way at the moment, so it incites them to be more angry. So as a little bit of time goes by, maybe 30 seconds to 45 seconds, he starts to use both hands to hit the door, like to force it down, like push it open. Of course, he's in one of these neighborhoods where doors are reinforced, and you're not going to get it open like that. It's not a cheap little screen door. So he backs off, catches his breath. He's still enraged, obviously, with whatever's going on, because he's not being responded to the way he wants to. And he goes back to the door, screaming, beating on the door, punching on the door, you know, not really ramming it too hard, just hitting it with his hands out of frustration. And then he steps to the front of the steps on the porch of the doorway and stands there for a little while. And the recording goes off. Now, I don't know if it was much that happened after that or much that happened before that, but that little two-minute scene was just what it was. Of course, him being a high-profile athlete, name, Pro Bowls, Super Bowl champion, possible Hall of Famer, you know, however, whatever, it's going to be a big deal. And he's giving people something to talk about right now when nothing's really going on like that. The other thing I'd like to get into is Dwayne Haskins' girlfriend punching him in the face and knocking his tooth out. Did you hear about that?
That's what LRP was talking about yesterday.
Oh, okay. I didn't get a chance to hear him. But, yo, it's crazy. It just happened to happen on the same day, which was a couple of days ago and a couple of hours apart. Well, Dwayne Haskins has happened earlier in the day, and Richard Sherman went crazy later that night. I don't know. I'm just happy, though, that it wasn't in reverse. I'm happy that this young kid did not throw his career away. I'm happy he kept his composure. And I'm happy, even though it sounds crazy, I'm happy it was her that did it to him. Because we all know if Dwayne Haskins would have hit that woman, that would have been the end of his career. It would have been over.
Knocked her tooth out?
Yeah, of course. If man, let him have knocked her tooth out. Forget it. Him, Deshaun Watson, and Richard Sherman to be the poster boys for NFL gone wild. Thank you, God. It was her that did it to him. But you see how America does that, though? You won't hear too much about that. It won't be too scrutinized or mediatized.
What's funny is, like, when LRP told that shit yesterday, and I'm pretty sure, like, my reaction was not the only reaction. Well, the same reaction that everybody else has, right? When I heard it, I'm like, damn, man, this man's catching L's all over the place. That's exactly what I said. Mm. Hey, it's like, damn, man. Like, well, really, what LRP said was an old lady done did it. You know what I mean? So I'm guessing he's saying his old lady. But what I heard was an old lady did it. So I'm like, damn, she motherfucking did the little old lady, like Martin and shit, bust him in the head with a bag of nickels and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, I'm thinking it's one of them type of shits. You feel me? So I'm like, damn, yeah, man, this man catching L's. But, you know, now that you're clear,
out,
yeah,
old lady.
You feel me? Tuna. I don't want no damn tuna.
Damn tuna,
yeah, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I thought it was that type of time, but now that you kind of cleared it up for me, I'm not sure if everybody else was hip to what LRP was saying yesterday. With me, I took it as that, right, what I just said. So I'm like, damn, man, this man taking L's all over the place. But for you to clear it up and say, okay, it was his girl, so it's his
whole
yeah,
it was his
lady.
Wife. It was his wife, actually.
Yeah, I mean, we all know that type of thing really happens more often than people want to say or really want to come to terms. But it's so critical and blasphemy. And listen, I'm not going to advocate for a dude to be busting chicks over the head, especially, you know what I mean, if they're not deserving it or you just on some Dr. Dre shit, you know what I mean, coming home in the middle of the night and just beating the shit out your shorty. You know what I'm saying? I ain't advocating for that. But what I'm saying is that a lot of times, especially in my urban community that I grew up in, these females are not innocent. These females are very quick to motherfucking hit. They are very quick-tempered, and they're very emotional. So, as a man, they say you're supposed to go ahead and take that and just go ahead and move on and all that shit. But I feel like it's unfair and unjust that they don't get the same type of treatment that we get.
Absolutely.
When we go ahead
and
hit them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking blasphemy. It's this dude deserves to go to jail. All types of things. You know what I mean? A brother wants to kill him and all types of things. But let a female knock out a dude's tooth and we sitting there laughing at the dude like, damn, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not
I want to talk about that. I want to talk about equal justice. Think about it, Shakes. As I said earlier and that you so eloquently went into, and we do have LRP with us, you know what I mean? If this was the other way around, brother, he would be the poster child for his career being over. His career would be over,
bro,
ladies and gentlemen. Over.
They would say Ray Rice who? If this dude
right.
would have sat there and punched his chick in the face and knocked out a
wife.
Tooth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Knocked out a tooth. It doesn't matter. Wife, girlfriend, mistress, it doesn't matter, bro. If you knock out a chick, a woman, you know what I mean, and knock out her tooth, you can say bye-bye to all
forever.
My knees.
And check this out. Listen to this. I want to read this to you so we can keep expanding on this topic. And LRP is definitely with us. It says,
Steelers
Dwayne Haskins. What's up, baby? Sustains substantial injuries.
Yeah, you better.
Right? Listen to this.
Hold on. Real quick, because I don't want nothing to come between your what you're trying to say right now. But LRP, yes, you good. You good money. You perfect. We hear you. Repeat that over, E, because we ain't really hear that. Because we just talking over you.
Steelers Dwayne Haskins sustained substantial injuries in incident with wife. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins will require dental work after police said he sustained substantial injuries from an alleged assault involving his wife, who is facing domestic violence felony charges. Calabria Gondrizic Haskins is facing a felony charge of battery.
Say that name again.
Calabria Gondrizic Haskins.
What?
Yo, this man got her straight from the hood. I'm sorry, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to stereotype, but yeah, man, he got her straight from the projects. But go ahead.
Is facing a felony charge of battery and domestic violence resulting in bodily harm after she was arrested for allegedly punching Haskins in the mouth in the Cosmopolitan Hotel in Las Vegas. Now, let me let y'all know something, because it's not going to say it in here. They recently got married in Las Vegas. So this fight is happening during their honeymoon, because they just got married 2 weeks
ago. That's not very cosmopolitan.
So according to the police obtained by KTNV, Haskins' injuries were described as substantial in nature. Police found a piece of a tooth in the bedroom, and the report noted that he would require stitches for a split lip and that he will most certainly require dental work to repair his teeth, meaning there's more than one. Yo, she might – I don't think she punched him, bro. I think she hit him with something. I think she hit him with something in the mouth.
Well, that's what you – I mean, you got to ask if you want to play with the booty.
I mean, you can punch. Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a punch or a busted lip. You know what I mean?
She must got it.
Whatever.
She must got it.
But, yeah,
she
got him. She got him.
She got him.
Now, I don't know why – yeah, I mean, and I'm not going to speculate why she even clocked this man. I mean, more than likely, athletes, they cheat a lot, so maybe, and more than likely, it could be that.
Nah, it's
but,
on a
wedding night, though.
What happened?
Busted him in his mouth.
On a wedding night, though?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what it says. It gets into the reason why.
It's Vegas, though. It's Vegas.
He said added that the argument was verbal, and he had no recollection of being hit in the mouth, despite his obvious injury. Gondrezic Haskins told police in a separate interview that Haskins had gotten into a fight with his friend earlier in the night and that she had sustained injuries while attempting to break it up. She did not know for sure what happened to Haskins, but suggested that he had gotten into a fight.
I know exactly what happened. Got into a fight. On every night, the dress was probably fucked up. He got drunk and went to sleep on her ass. She was standing over the bed looking at him, just married, fucking looking terrible with a name like that. And she said, I can't stand you. I shouldn't have never did this. And bam, straight down the pike on Tom. That's how it happened. Who done it?
Okay.
Figured it out.
Now listen
straight
to what he said.
My take is, you know what I mean, got into a fight, probably lost that motherfucking fight. You know what I'm saying? Dude went out, motherfucking got drunk or whatever, like you said. He came back and shit. He's talking shit, you know what I mean, poking his chest out. And she was like, nigga, you want a motherfucking saying that shit to that motherfucker? And he was like, bitch, fuck you. And when he said, bitch, fuck you, she motherfucking clocked him right in his motherfucking mouth. You know what I'm saying? And
yo,
say
that again. Slow-mo, like, bitch. Fuck you, and then
right.
She saw straight Fuck Kill Bill
you.
Red.
Wow.
So I'm gonna tell y'all what had happened was. It was an altercation that began because she got upset that he left for a nightclub with friends, but didn't want to wait for her. So witnesses told police overheard the couple arguing about that and that one saw the pair tussling. So that's what happened. So after they got married, he wanted to go somewhere, but everybody, whoever was taking too long, he didn't want to wait for them. They started arguing, and that's what happened.
Where's the motherfucking pants in that relationship, bro? He better get his
right
together.
Them motherfuckers need a boys and girls club, bro. There's probably too much shit going on. Like,
yo, if y'all see the picture of her, bro, I'm going to send that to y'all right now. Y'all need to see the picture of I'm going to send the police picture.
Speak for forever hold your peace on that one, shit. Let's see it first. Let's see it first.
Yeah, I must.
I'm not saying
it.
Yeah.
With a name like that, though, bro, you better be bad, bro.
Kalamia Gondrizic.
With a name like that, bro, you got to be bad, yo, getting an athlete, bro. You be bad, bro. Because you know damn well you're not getting no job. You know you ain't getting no job, bro.
Yo, at the bottom of her nose, look like she breathing out the smoke that the Chicago Bulls symbol got. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Y'all know the two little smoke things at the bottom of the Chicago Bulls nose? Wait till y'all see her, and y'all gonna see the reflection off her face. It looked like she breathing out that same smoke. And she looked like she did it, too. You know when they take mug shots of dudes, you be like, yo, he looked like he did it. She looked like she did it. I get
that
missed
it.
Like the shit they got again. That Claude little Bow Wow face up. You see her mugshot, you like, oh yeah, she fucked that nigga.
Yeah, she
up.
Did it. She did it. Little Bow Wow looked like little mama after she beat on him.
Roar. Bro.
He looked just like
man,
little mama.
Yo, his whole face was flawed.
Yo,
bro.
That was crazy.
That happening for years though, bro. For years. I mean, I seen dudes straight on the pier, on a military pier. Get naval peer, ships, everybody, commanders, all kinds of brass walking around.
Take you to the head?
Yo. It's been happening for years. Everybody reacts.
Don't let it go to your head, dog.
He beat the shit out of this dude, bro. Seriously. Everybody, this dude was humiliated. And, you know, granted, him wilding out. But at the same time,
that's exactly what Lil Bower looked like. He was tough, son. Yo, Lil Bower looked like he got in a fight with a Wolverine. Son. He was twisted.
Right. That motherfucker.
I don't know how.
Up.
Yo, Shakes, LRP, I need y'all to both to explain to me how the left arm of your tank top get over your right ear. Yo, the left arm of a tank top was over his right ear.
Get off.
What the fuck happened to you, little Bow Wow? She's stronger than me.
Fucked him up, yo.
Close quarters wrestling right there. You sure get all fucked up.
No,
you
know
what I'm so happy
23?
About, bro? And you know what I'm so happy about, yo? Justice for Bow Wow, right? Because this man's still eating and he's still good. Yeah, man, Shorty is done. Shorty got fired off the Wild and Out shit. Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing her putting up motherfucking videos on IG now, bro. I'm like, damn, Shorty, he went down.
Yeah,
bro,
she slutting it out now. She's slutting it out. She's slunging it up, biting on her own panties. She going through it.
Yep.
Biting on the whole panty.
Biting on the whole panty.
Tasmanian devil.
She bad, though. She bad.
She's a freak. She fucked up her whole damn career.
She about to go back to stripping. But, yeah. It's a shame, man. It's a shame that these women do that shit, and it's such a fucking, I don't even know the word to describe it, but it's like, it's unbalanced the way they look at that shit. Like, oh, you know what I mean? You're not supposed to hit a woman. And teach my nephews all the time, like, don't hit no woman, bro. Like, don't ever hit no fucking woman. Ever. Like, They too gentle, right? But don't let a motherfucking woman go across your motherfucking head, neither, yo. Don't let them go across your head, bruh. You have all right to protect yourself. I'll let that be known.
I can't believe tipped a tooth on this dude, bro. What happened, man? I want to know who done it. What led to this? They do look like the Bulls. Some that shit is funny. My God. Yo, the Allies. You know, I heard. Can y'all hear me okay? I don't want to be too loud.
Yeah, you good, bro. You good.
I heard.
Yeah,
I heard.
Yo, we got so much PTSD, yo. But go ahead.
We do. Trauma all day long. Deal with it. Grow. Use it as a manifesting tool to lift yourself up. But I heard that those eyelashes that they be wearing be so heavy, bro. They starting to have eyelid problems. Like, the shit, your fucking windows were shut. You know, when you get the old school apartment when the motherfucker don't stay up on his own no more and it's just slowly slide down. That's what the fuck is happening to you used to do eyelids, bro. That's fucking hilarious. That is sad. Hilarious. And they doing it to themselves. Looking like
a bitch. Is you awake or is you sleep?
Or like the birds said, right?
Keep your eyes open, bro.
Yo, that's
keep
crazy.
Keep your eyes open.
I heard that story. I was like, yo, why would you do that to yourself? After you know what to do. Like, by the time you're 38, it's going to be droopy.
You're going to be droopy, baby.
Buy me a G.
You're going to be droopy.
That's crazy. I'm just saying. Ladies, take that shit off your eyes. Just be natural.
Take that shit off. Because I'm going to be honest with y'all right now. I'm going to be honest with y'all. And if y'all listening, I want y'all to really take heed to what I'm about to say to y'all right now. Tell y'all this. No. Let me, please.
The floor is yours.
You females out there, with all these big ass eyelashes and these big ass wigs, motherfucking y'all putting all this makeup on your face, looking like China dolls. I'm gonna tell y'all. We, as men, and I'm speaking for all men alike, we, as men, don't give about none of that. We don't care. All we care about is if your pussy still gets wet. That still gets wet, we're fine. You're good with us. So stop it. Stop it. You're only doing it for yourselves. You're only doing it to impress other goddamn females. You might as well be gay. Might as well.
Just see, that's the part where the ones that say they do it for themselves and self-esteem, this, that, and the third, that, I don't think that's being honest with yourself because you do want that attention. You are looking to capture something and be involved in something, entangled in something. You know what I mean? That's like when we go out, like Black, when Black go out and shoot his gun, shouts out to Black Freezing on his born day. When he go out and shoot his gun, that's his passion. That's his passion. That's what he do. That's what he loves to do.
Fellas.
You don't need nobody else's vindication for what he do. That's when you truly don't care or when you're not doing it for an audience. Because when, you know, it's, so I disagree. I think that's a fallacy to them and psychologically instilled or implanted wrongfully. So they got to get that shit out of their head, you know what I mean? Especially the ones that say, oh, I just do this for myself, whatever, whatever, because you ain't talking to no one as something shiny. That's
all right, brothers. I just let somebody on, and I'm trying to make sure that it is who I think it is, so I'm not going to say nothing, and I hope
it better
all be surprised from what I think, what I heard, what had happened was,
if I'm not
mistaken,
what's cracking like it? Everybody,
baby.
What's
up, baby?
There he
is. Oh,
man.
What's going on, brother? I see it takes us to move platforms back in order for you to come on back, huh? Welcome back.
Yeah, man.
Welcome back. I hear you, bro.
Yeah.
Welcome, bro.
Yeah, man. It's good to hear y'all voices, man.
Thank
I
you,
know
bro.
That voice.
Oh,
What a peace, God. What a do, man.
Your voice, man.
I'm glad you made it, sir. I'm glad you made it.
It's glad to be on with y'all fellas, man, especially on a Friday, you know.
Absolutely.
Just chilling, man. You know, I can't call it, man. You know, I'm excited as I can be for the season, of course, you know, but definitely looking to keep it popping on the show, especially now y'all back on this platform, so I'll be able to tune in a little bit more, you know.
Well, welcome to have you back.
Let me just say that everything sounds lovely, man. Y'all doing a great job. I'm really impressed, man. The whole introduction, all that, man, that sounds crazy nice. Yo, y'all did it, you know. So glad to see y'all got everything keep rolling and on point, man. Proud of y'all, you know. So, yeah, man, it's good to be, you know, to be back, man, and see what's cracking. So.
Yeah, we good, brother. So, listen, we were just talking
but
about
definitely, man, respect, man. I see y'all been putting in that work. So I salute all y'all, man. That's what.
Hey, right, the floor is yours, bro. It's been a whole
year, my brother.
A whole year. A lot to talk about, you know what I mean? A lot to go, a lot to happen. Your opinions have been
No doubt, man.
Hold on for one second. We have another caller with us. And what's your name, brother, and will you talk to us? The names don't come up no more. We haven't been on this platform for a year, so I apologize if the number's not recognizable. But please, who we got with us?
I'll help you soon, man. I'm out here smoking, but I got you.
I'm saying I got it if I look at the numbers, but this number, 602, I don't remember that.
Oh, that's Nacho. That's Nacho.
Okay, cool. Yeah, what up, Cho? Talk to us, baby. We got Nacho in the box with your cheese. See, that's it. Once I see this right here, now I know who everybody is. That's it.
But I got a question for OG. With all the additions in the off season, everything we did, man, how you feeling about the Giants and what you predicting us to do and all that good shit?
Man,
expectations.
What for the little punk shit the Philly did, we would have been a division winners. Not saying much, but. To kind of set a pretense of what I'm saying, I would just have to say I kind of expect us to be able to win a division. You know, I'm saying at least 9-7, but I think it's a 10-6 year. You know, if we come out the gate like we're supposed to. It's 11-7. You know, it's 11-6 year then. You know, it's 11-6 year. I mean, but we should not fall no shorter than, 9-8. You know, but I see us winning the division, man. I mean, you know, obviously it all starts there, but we get that win, and, you know, with Denver on opening season, you know, opening game, man, I really believe that, that's going to set the
Okay, so I got a question for that. Yeah, all right. LRP, you want me to
go?
I was going to let you. All right. I got a question. Is there anything that you feel negative about, but also I want to hear about your feelings about the upcoming draft capital we got, and how do you feel about the draft? Like, is there anything negative that you feel?
Man, no. We did a good job with the draft. I'm not going to even sit here and dwell on that, man. The whole thing is just, it's going to be, I definitely like, but the free agents we picked up, you know, especially Dory, man, I love that signing. But I would have to say that obviously the obvious thing is, you know, how is the offensive line going to play? But the one thing I'm kind of looking at more above everything is what concerns me is this. We got a lot of weapons, and I feel like we got a lot of weapons. So I feel like it's going to come down to coaching. It's going to come down to Jason Garrett, you know, his play calling. And obviously Daniel Jones, you know, not having turnovers. That's all I'm really – just keep the turnovers.
Talk about it.
You know, manage the game, you know, get the ball. You know, I know a lot of people banking on Saquon. I'm not. I don't really know what he's going to do. But I do like, you know, I like the running backs to be brought in. So I just hope that we don't try to force things to Saquon early to give him a chance to heal. So a lot of my questions are really on the coaching. Obviously the offensive line, but, like, how are the coaches going to handle all this? you know, these weapons now. Are they, you know, so, you know, I don't want to see too much rotation if it's not necessary. It's just going to be the nuances of the coaching, I think, which is going to make the difference. So, you know, we got more than enough time to win. we can roll anybody.
Okay,
so I think it's going to come down to coaching.
All right, so hold on. Hold it right there. So I get your premise about the coaching and everything. My thing is, and my whole mantra is, this is the year for Daniel Jones to show, is he a quarterback or not? Now, y'all know my whole side of things. Now, I told y'all, and you've been gone for years, so let me point and let you know, I'm rooting for Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones is my quarterback. But do I believe that he is the guy? I don't believe in that. He has to show that. Now, my thing is this. If he shits the bed, if he shows that he is not the guy, we have two first-round picks coming up in this draft. He shits the bed, that means we're a bad team. We should be a top 10 in the draft. Who knows what Chicago is going to do? They're going to be going with a rookie quarterback. Hopefully, they'll be top 10 in the draft. That gives us two top 10s, hopefully.
Yeah, and we may need it.
If that is the case, we're looking at quarterback, ain't you, OG? Like, we scouting quarterback
right.
in
Listen,
this
that
upcoming
was,
season.
That was my initial thought.
That's
when
what
we
I'm
got
saying.
That draft equity, I was like, that's the insurance plan we need because I'm going to tell you right now, it's showing proof or get the hell on. I mean it. You're showing proof or get
That's
the hell
what
on.
I'm
I mean,
saying.
So yeah. You know, clearly he has not proven it. He has not proven himself. Anybody who says that he has, just in my opinion, delusional. So, yeah, I mean, yes. I mean, I don't. You know, there is no excuse. All eyes on Danny Jones. Period. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I mean, that's what brings me peace. And I'm definitely
okay.
rooting for him. No question. I am rooting for him just as hard as anybody.
We scouting quarterbacks this year, right? We scouting quarterbacks.
Yeah,
you looking at
don't do that, chicks. No,
no
D,
right,
he's trying
that,
to. Nah,
he
talking to
you
right to take whisper right now. Don't listen to him, OG. Hold on for one second.
No, I'm on the same
thing,
man. We got
to. Let me jump in
here. We got to keep our own quarterbacks this year. Absolutely.
Listen. Let's not put that pressure up front, right? When nothing has happened yet.
Hold on, E.
Hold on. Go ahead, LMP. Yeah, we hear you, bro.
Let me just get this one out real quick. So, OG, all I'm going to say is he just shakes. He just said it. He's going to be rooting for him like hell. He's rooting for him like hell. He just said it. Okay? He ain't going to have time to be scouting no quarterbacks because he's going to be too busy rooting for him just like we all want him to do. We want him to succeed. So we're not going to go down that road. We're not going to go down that road. No.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
OG.
Hold on.
What
hold
is
on.
Your grade on the free agency? That's what I want to know. That was my question. All right,
hold on. Before you go, OG, Before you go, OG, real quick. Listen. I'm going to be rooting for him. We all going to be rooting for him. Right?
I know what
you're saying. Listen. We're going to all be rooting for him. But we are going to be watching these college quarterbacks. And you know you're going to be watching them, too. All this, Danny Jones is the guy. I'm not watching. I'm not looking. It's bullshit,
you're not
going to
focus
it's
me, bro.
Bullshit.
You're not going to focus
me,
Will Smith,
you,
man. I am not
OG
going to look on the field and
Black,
be number 55. Nope.
We all going to be watching these quarterbacks in college football this season. College football is all the way back. We all going to be watching these quarterbacks. We're going to be scouting them. So you full
Let
of shit. That's
and
all I'm trying to tell you. And go
I,
ahead.
I hate to say LRP, but I'm actually going to be watching the quarterback
I'm
scouting this year than I've ever watched in my life because I put myself out there the last 3 or 4 years looking stupid with some of these quarterbacks that I picked. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to be watching harder than ever this year. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm going to know these quarterbacks this year. So
you know what?
I don't care if you go all the way back to that. I mean, I made the wrong call on a lot of quarterbacks. And then, obviously, you know, we can go back to Haskins. And I don't know if y'all talked about that whole situation about That whole thing's a hot mess, man. But as far as the grade, the off-season LRP, your question, I would have to say I give them a B+. And the only reason they don't get an A is because they didn't bring no free agency for the offensive line. You know, I mean, I love what they did defensively, but we did not bring a line, offensive lineman. And I mean, I don't care. You know, at the end of the day, you still got to say, what the fuck are y'all doing? Because let me tell you something. You got to put it on. If this offensive line is not fixed, and we did, you know, we did all that after we had a top-10 defense, and all we did was add to the defense and then fix this line. You, at the end of the day, you got to put that on the front office, man. So you know what? They want to bank on these guys. You better be right. Because the offensive line was the biggest eyesore we had on the team. So for them not to adjust that to free agency, I got an issue with it.
All right. Hold on real quick. Hold on, brothers. We also got J Rock with us.
He dropped. Oh, he has spoke.
Yeah, we had
there we
have. Yo.
What's good, J Rock?
What's good, man? I hear OG Steve in the background.
Yeah, what's up, man? Good to hear you, man. You know, salute you, man. Salute the show, man. Y'all doing a wonderful job, man. I'm telling you, I'm real proud of y'all, man. So, hats off to you, soldier. Hope you and your family
OG,
doing good.
OG, real quick, I'm just throwing this out there. We not doing it, LRP. Trust me, I'm with you. But I'm just throwing it out there because I threw it out there last year for the draft and all that. Sam Howell, say OG, it's all a Mercedes from North Carolina. I'm going to say that, and I'm going to leave it alone. That's it. But
you know,
I
said that they had him. My bad, bro. But I said that they had him in the article that I read out this week, that they had him as a quarterback. It was like 3 quarterbacks or something that they named in that top 10, well, 11 that I named because we had – that 9th and 11th pick. But when I seen him, and look, I didn't see him last year because I wasn't watching last year. I told y'all this. I already admitted it.
Mm-hmm.
The COVID shit, I wasn't watching like that. Not even Miami like that. I caught probably like 3-4 games.
I was talking to you about our quarterback from Miami.
Yeah. So, and that's unusual for me because I'm always watching the youth. But so when I'm looking at these previews of these quarterbacks and, like, what I'm hearing is, oh, it's going to be a weak quarterback class. But you got 3 guys that's probably going to be in the top 10 from what they're saying right now. So I'm like, that shit don't make no sense. But looking at Howell. Yeah, right? And then, looking at Howell, I'm like, I don't know if I want another Carolina fucking quarterback, man. If Daniel Jones fucks up, man, come on, man. I don't want no more Carolina.
But you can't
like,
just go to the school. You got to look at his skill set.
I just can't do it, man. Leave the Tar Heels and the Blue Devils to the basketball, man. I don't want them in no football shits, bro. I don't want to go after the program.
That is the most unfair shit I ever heard, bro. You can't.
I don't care.
Because of the school,
I don't
man.
Care.
I'm
hating on Howell right now. I'm hating on him until he proves me otherwise.
Well, you haven't even seen him, so he can't.
I know. I didn't even see him, and I'm hating on him.
I just
admitted that, but I don't care. I don't want no Carolina quarterback. I don't want no quarterback. No Carolina quarterback.
No, it ain't. It's the ACC period. You ain't rocking with Duke. Carolina.
I'm not rocking with that, bro. They basketball, bro.
That's what it is. That's what it is. See, let's say that. I knew it was something. Because you know Daniel.
No, I don't care. They all from the Carolinas, bro.
You thinking of Mitchell Trubisky?
The fuck?
I know where you at with it. I know where you at.
I'm not with the Carolinas.
All right. Well, hopefully the kids will
fuck with a Clemson.
Something.
I do with the South Carolinas.
So the next guy for me is the Spencer Rattler kid from Oklahoma.
I've seen him too.
We know them 2 kids.
My
right
thing
now.
Is,
I don't know nobody else.
I'm. This is my thing about him. I'm like, that's going to definitely probably be LRP's dude because he just loves Oklahoma quarterbacks for some more goddamn reason. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I'm going to look at him. I'm definitely going to watch him.
Look, how y'all feel about the offensive line? That's what I really want to know. I mean, how y'all feeling about it?
I'll let Shake go first.
I'm glad you asked that, bro. So glad you asked that. You know what I mean? Because I'm hearing you talking about it. And it's rightfully so, because I went in this draft and I'm like, man, we going to get one of these motherfucking massive guards. Like, they're to be had right where we had a lot of picks and everything, right? Like third and fourth round, like that's where you get them. We didn't do that. So I get your gripe. I get your gripe where you're like, man, like I would want to give them an A, but I can't because they didn't address the offensive line. My thing is this, though. I've been saying it for a while. I think we tackle good. Now, you haven't been hearing that this past year, but I believe we're tackled good now in this offseason, getting Nate Solder to come back and being that swing tackle, that veteran tackle, and these two young pups. I believe in these two young pups. Now, where my problem was is the guards. That's where my problem lies. And I'm a strong believer in Lemieux, and I'm a supporter of Hernandez. So I want to see that combination, but I want to see them have competition behind that. And the guy Bolton and some of the younger guys that they got, I don't think it's enough. So I do think that they need to add one more piece, which one more piece is out there from Pittsburgh. We need to grab that motherfucker in the castle. But the center, they love that guy in LRP's dude. What's your guy, bro? What's your guy, LRP? What's his name again? I lost LRP. What's the center name?
You talking about Nick Gates? You talking about Nick Gates?
Yeah, Gates. That guy.
Look, I mean, they love him
in the organization. They love him. He ain't give up no sacks, you know what I'm saying? And they champion that. It really is. They champion that. Now, my thing is, as a center, you're supposed to open up these holes, though, because you're in the middle, pause. You know what I'm saying? So I need you to be more of a role grader. I don't know if he's that. So...
Mm-hmm.
I had to
take control and seize the situation because, you know, motherfucker left me out in the cold.
Wrecked the buffet
but
hall.
I threw that shit before I even came in the room. I came in through the back because I'm a resourceful. I'm a motherfucker sniper. And Shake stopped putting that quarterback shit on me. But if you're talking about the center, then I take that back. But if you're talking about the damn quarterback, I know what you're doing.
We both know what he's doing, LRP.
I'm Eddie Murphy right now in life, yelling at Martin. I know what you're doing.
Right. Is this the man who wrecked the buffet?
Well, Chase, I agree. I mean, I'm not really, sold on the tackles, but I think we're in much better shape. But I definitely agree that our guard play is – is what's under question, I think that's where they hurt us last year.
Yeah.
I mean, Hernandez, he's got to play much better this year, much better.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, it's iffy.
And I appreciate you, bro.
I believe that they can
no doubt
they can get it together. Here's the thing, though. I feel like we're not done, right? Like I feel like before week one, we're gonna get a guard to come in here. One of these veteran guards will come up in here and lobby for a spot. And it's going to be a name that we all know, and it's going to be like, we're going to be like, yo, pencil him in, like type of shit. So I believe in that. So to me,
which in that, and which also, let me just ask you real quick.
Well, let me ask one more question.
Real quick.
Let
me just finish my notion.
Okay.
Let me just finish my notion, right? What I've been saying for months now, since the draft, right, has been that automatically in week one, this offensive line is going to be immensely improved. Immensely. It's going to, off the rip, it's going to show strength. And I believe that. And the reason why I believe that is because last year I didn't believe in it. I knew that it was going to take time. I said that the motherfucker, it might get Daniel Jones hurt. This year I'm going into it and I'm saying that it's going to click off the rip because of camaraderie and chemistry. They know each other now. They had an off season. They're going to have motherfucking practices. It's much better than last year. It's going to be shown off the rip. That's my notion. That's why I'm not worried about the offensive line.
Y'all gotta give me the juicy on, man, on what y'all feel like Saquon is gonna be, where he's gonna be at, and what will be his role. Not what we hope. We all hope he's gonna come back and he's the guy, but what do y'all see actually happening with his health and what kind of role will he play? You know, give me the first eight and then give me the last nine. You know, if there's gonna be any difference.
All right, I'm gonna sum it up for you in a whole. When it comes to yardage, touchdowns, and I'm going to leave it right there. I believe he comes back. He has a minimum of 1,200 to 1,300 yards with 8 to 10 touchdowns. I'm going to leave it right there.
Yeah, but what kind of time, playing time does it take to get there, though?
Yeah, I knew that's what you was looking for.
Okay, so you want snaps? I'll give you snaps. 10?
Yeah,
to 16 snaps first three games, 10 to 16. See his adjustments, see his movement, see his comfortability, his psyche. 10 to 16 snaps first three games. If he's looking like he deserves everything that we, if he's looking like how we know he's supposed to look, then they ramp that up maybe 18 to 20 snaps a game. They don't need him more than 20 snaps a game unless it's certain situations. But we have a good second and third running back in this backfield to help him out finally. They do not have to work him like that, especially coming off injury. So 20 snaps is the maximum, in my mind, that he needs, but 10 to 16 in his first three games.
Yeah, anybody else want to answer that before I go?
Yeah,
that,
please do, man. I'm just curious, y'all.
Right.
I'll go. So here's the thing, how I feel about how they're going to use him, because I think this is how you, what you're really asking for is, like, we spoke about this, and I feel like we're going to be more of a pass than more pass to run team. But I do believe that Saquon gets around 15 to 20 carries a game.
Right off the rip?
I don't think that they mosey it all along. Like, they're gonna ease it on in the preseason. I believe, like, he probably won't see a snap till probably the last preseason game, the third preseason game, because it's only three. But I think that third preseason game, he'll see some snaps. But the first two, they're going to have him sitting out. And off the rip, they're going to just not let him go like how it was last year. It was like all on Saquon. Like, no, it's not going to be like that. But he's going to be the premier back. And they not going to mosey it on and on. So off the rip, to me, 15 to 20. Even in that first game, I believe he probably gets around 17 to 18 carries.
You know, I'm kind of go along with that, Chase, as far as what I think is going to happen, too. I don't think they really, you know, feel like they're going to baby him at all. If he says he's healthy, I think they're just going to green-light him, and, you know, and like you said, keep him at, like, you know, under 20, you know, around 20 touches a game, 15 to 20, and leave it at that.
I just hope
he's healthy enough to come back. You know, I'm still not sure about that, so I'm hoping he is.
I mean, the reason why I'm saying
we're not really saying the same.
Hold on for a second, bro.
But
Yeah, well, hold on. Ahead, let me answer OG
it.
Real quick.
You got it.
What,
you got it.
What he's, no, I'm just getting into what OG said. He's had over a year to sit. Remember, he got hurt in the second game, or third game, if I'm not mistaken, of last season. He had his surgery once the swelling went down, and football was still taking place while he was rehabbing. Now he's going to have a full off season. The season comes back in September, so he's actually going to have longer than most people when it comes to recovery that may get hurt later on in the season. So he's fully, fully recovered. But I just still think that what Shakes and I was saying, which he's about to touch on right now in his conversation, is the same thing. You know what I mean? So go ahead, Shakes.
No, I just feel like where we different in the, what we saying is when you saying, oh, like I think off the rip in the first three games, it's going to be like 10 to 15. And to me,
no, I didn't say that. I didn't say 10 to 15.
You
didn't say 10
to
15? No, I did not. No, I did not. I said in between 10 to 18.
Okay, so the whatever the 10, right, that 10 is too low for me, right? Like, if that's the minimum bar, I'm like, that's just too low. The minimum bar for me is 15. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't believe that they're going to sit there and mosey it on and ease it on in where they just give them 10 carries. So when you say the 10 carry part, that's where I feel like it's different.
And I think 20 is too high, personally. So I got it. I'm 2 under while you are 5 over. Now, if he winds up getting 17 snaps, 18 snaps, right, it's going to be the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the same shit. So that's what it is. It's the difference in the bottom and the difference in the top,
yeah,
for us. You
yeah.
feel me? But I'm with you. But, but like I said, we're in the same bracket. Now, I don't definitely think it's going to be 10. I'm just saying I know it's going to be above that. You know what I mean? Like, definitely know it's going to be above that. So that's not my low when it says 10. But I'm just giving an average. We're talking about the amount of snaps we think Saquon going to get in his first three games, because OG wanted it broke down, like, you know, how we think we're going to come out with him. And him and Shakes got the consensus that it's not going to be the most tentative baby in them. You know, they're going to let him probably get crazy. Not crazy, crazy, but enough. So 20 snaps is the height, right? Do I got it right?
15 20
snaps
or 20,
is
yeah.
the height.
I'm saying 15
yeah,
or 20.
15
or
20.
Yeah.
And I'm saying
20 or
18.
Yeah.
I think they're going to check that dude like Giannis and just let that dude ball. And if he says something, then he says something. I think this whole, you know, narrative of him not being ready and this, that, and the third, you know, I just think that's just...
How many carries do you think you get in the first game? My bad, bro. But how many carries you think you get in the first game? It's the same, right?
Great question.
The first game, I would say 14 carries.
See what I mean?
Okay.
That's what I'm seeing?
Okay, yeah.
See?
Yeah. He's got a lot of motherfuckers now.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that's
like,
what I'm
you
talking
know.
About. You got a three-headed monster.
Well, I hope if we go ahead early, man, we need our running back. He's got to get more touches. If he's get one snap, he's got to get 20. Seriously. If you help him to get one, you get 20, man. Like that. You're supposed to be the guy. You know, you're fifth year, your option, all that, man. Listen, I don't think we're going to really baby him, man. I mean, he is a commodity at the end of the day.
I hope we
got to
be careful.
But we got to
win
games, man.
And 120
yards. I still think it's going to be around 25 touches. I still think it's 25 touches.
Yeah.
I still think he catches the ball around, you know what I mean, 7 to 10.
Okay, yeah, so you know what? This is getting fun now. I like this. I like this.
If he can take
LRP.
If he can take one snap, he can take 20 snaps. Three.
Okay. So me and LRP is around the 10 to 18, 14-ish type of thing, right? So let's just say 14 to 18 for me and LRP. Shakes and OG, of course, respectfully, you guys are at 20
You know what I mean? I want to get some other people in here, too. I don't want it to just be us four, because it's not only us four on this line. J-Rock, how you feeling about that? All right, I guess The Rock is a little busy, but he'll chime in whenever he's ready or whatever. So, okay.
If he would have came in right when that beat dropped, that shit would have been production history.
He fucked it up, though. He was late on the cypher stuff. He fucked that
fuck
up.
It. Doing it live.
Bust it. Right, bust it.
Doing it live.
When he start that. But check it.
My bad, J-Rock. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, Rock. What's up?
What's the subject?
What's happening, bro?
What's the subject?
You said, how many tires you think Saquon will get in this first game?
All right.
Oh, in the first game? Like, the first game?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking.
Not preseason, regular season. Regular season game. You keep that in mind.
Oh, regular season.
You know, he done cut through the water in these, how many preseason games? So, what is he going to do in week one?
I don't think they play him in the preseason. I think they wait for the last preseason game, give him a couple of snaps, get the rust off. I think the first regular season game, between 10 and 15 snaps.
Come on.
They ain't going to throw him out there to the Wolves.
Come on, bro. Come on.
So, preseason. Let me ask you this. Now I'm going to ask question box. Because I want to understand your logic behind that. So you were saying you want to waste 3-4 preseason games, not getting them ready, and then wait for game one and be all conservative? That's just backwards to me. Like, you should start to get them going in the preseason games. So when
I said the last one, it's only 3 preseason games. Last preseason game, you're going to give them some burn. We don't know what he's going to do. We don't know what he's going to do at all.
Yeah, hold on for one second.
Don't know how
he's going to
be for nothing.
Right, let me emphasize that, J-Rock, because I got to ask this to OG. OG, did you know it was only 3 preseason games, or you thought it was the traditional 4?
No, I kind of figured it's going to be less because of the 17 preseason, but my logic is, I understand, like, game one of preseason, maybe a few snaps, game two, a few, and then three, but this team has got to come back and get used to getting hit. So by the time we get the first game, I feel like he should be a go, like 15 to 20. That's just what I think. Why wait until
right? If he takes 15 snaps. Now, this was my logic for that. I'm thinking Saquon Barkley is going to come back to do Saquon Barkley things. This is just E's mind, right? In my mind, 15 carries is all I think he needs to get it done because he's Saquon Barkley. That's just me. So when I say things like 10 to 18, that's 10 to 18 with 100 yards and three or four receptions with 40 yards. So at that point in my mind, he got 143 yards in between 10 and 18 snaps. Now, if anybody here in the belief of what I'm saying or they agree with me in what I'm saying, because he's not like other running backs, where he needs 20 to 25 carries just to get 100. We know what he is. You miss, he's out. He takes long. He's a long touchdown guy. So
I'm with you, E. I think we need to put him on a touch count.
That's where I'm at.
And ease him into it.
Thank you.
How many of those are going to be receptions out of those touches?
Four to five receptions. That's where E is at.
Yeah, because those screens is what he needs to be careful of.
Yeah, out of 15 carries to 20 carries. He's saying how many receptions?
I said I'm at 15. Oh,
I'm going
8-9 carries. 20 carries, 7 to 10 catches.
You saying like almost 24? How many touches all together, Shakes?
Yeah, I need to hear that.
Around 25 touches.
Well, see, now we're talking. Now we're getting down to
now you're getting agreed with. There ain't nobody talking. That's you getting agreed with.
I'm just saying I'm getting information because I hadn't really thought about that far, and I don't really see him getting that many touches. I don't. That's what me and Shakes kind of, you know, maybe I see maybe 15 to 20 total, and definitely not over 20. And I'm seeing like maybe 10 runs and 4 or 5 passes. Okay, that's what I'm seeing.
So again, you know? So let me make sure I got this right because this is important and this is a blessed conversation. Black Friday, shouts out to you. Happy birthday again, bro. This is you. We talking about your son, man. So check it out. 15, you saying 25 overall, right, Shakes? 25 snaps, mm-hmm. 20 carries, 7 to 8 receptions?
25 touches, yeah.
Okay.
25 touches. I don't like the word snaps because snaps is like you out there on the field. Like just because you're out there on the field don't mean you're touching the ball. Pause.
Okay, so basically you're just going to think about – I got you. I got where you're coming from. You're talking about productivity while he's out on the field, not just a regular snap where he ain't got nothing to do with the play at all.
Right.
You're talking about players that
he's just
working
for me. I got you.
I love the fact that you said that because that's how we're able to bring up this topic again.
I hope he's a better blocker. I really tell
7 to 8 receptions.
He needs to improve.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got it. For me, in between 10 to 18 carries, 4 to 5 receptions. That's me. J-Rock, LRP, you guys?
Go ahead.
My thing is, the reason why my thought process is we ease him back in because we don't know if we put all the work on him, we don't know how he's going to respond to that. Coming off major injury for a running back.
Tom
ACL
Brady has had a phantom ass MCL.
Now we doing that? That's what we doing?
That's exactly what we doing.
You
see this motherfucker's leg, bro? I'm telling you, y'all following this narrative, this dude is okay, man. He had this shit done months ago.
That's where I'm at with
him, LRP. I don't exist no more.
I feel he's...
First of all, listen, I just want to say this, man. Clearly, he's had a lot of time. That's undisputable, man. You know, but here's the thing. I think Saquon is going to have mental issues, man, because I don't really feel like he really hit the hole extremely hard before that. So I'm more worried about his mental than I am the physical. I'm just going to keep it 1,000 with you, man. You know, so where is he going to be mentally? No, we know he got skill, but where is he mentally? This dude is, you know, so that's what I'm worried about. Where is he going to be mentally?
Look at the interviews he's doing right now. He doesn't even talk about it. He evades the question. Every time they ask him how's the rehab going, he don't even want to answer the question.
But see, that's just shows
if the rehab is going good, bro. If the rehab is going good, he'd be like, yo, rehab's going good. I'm going to be 100% by game time, game one. He's not even saying that.
Because he's showing it.
I don't need to hear a bunch of talking. I really don't. I don't know why you don't just answer the question. I'm just worried about where is this boy going to be mentally.
When is his
going to improve? Because he needs to be more physical and remind himself that he's a big kid. He needs to be more physical. I want to see him being a little bit more aggressive. I really do.
We'll see. I mean, isn't the best part of everything that we're talking about, gentlemen, is that we get to see it? We literally get to see it. There's no question mark anywhere.
Oh, God's will. God's will.
My perspective, the only reason. And if this goes for Daniel Jones, this goes for Garrett, even Garrett. So the whole thing, I scrapped it. Like, $2 bill gave me my hand scrapped everything that I knew about last season. I scrapped it. That shit is in a metal box in junkyard somewhere. That's my perspective. You're like, you know, you got to go. But this is to talk about the future. I get it. and I do talk about it, but I ain't going with the Saquon. You know, this would do more than that. It's disgusting on how they don't even like he. Got to something. You got to have one. And this kid is definitely it. He's shown you what's it. You take him to the house anytime your dad gonna want to. And I believe he's been in the lab. I believe he's been working. I believe he's been clubbing lane, fucking sitting up there while everybody else is taking pictures and this, that, and the third with the half shirts on. You know what I'm saying? Switch the music to clubbing lane doing pull-ups in the dungeon. And then switch to the motherfucker about to do some jump rope. The music, you remember? It was y'all remember? Put yourself in. I'm telling you, Saquon about to go crazy.
Yo, and LRP, I believe he's just going to do, as I previously stated, Saquon Barkley things. I think he's going to be able to hit the hole quicker than ever. Pause. I think he's going to have a burst of speed more than he did before because his body is still developing. And I'm so happy about the injury taking place early because it's very rare that a running back, God forbid, tears his ACL 2 times, you know what I mean, in the NFL. He either gets that injury at some point, if that happens to him, or something else. So I believe he's had enough time. I believe he's in the lab, as we put it. I believe he's had more time than the average running back. You feel me?
Yeah.
I believe he's had more time than the average running back.
There's no reason to believe this kid is not training as hard as anybody, you know. So, I mean, I definitely know he's training hard as hell.
You want to talk about a motherfucker who got the swallow and the spit in front of the camera. Talk about Dak Prescott. Now, that motherfucker there, I have no problem talking about how he going to be because he saw his whole shit go left. Saquon just got, like, pushed out of bounds. Let's not forget when it should happen. You know what I mean? It was nothing traumatic. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a bam, oh, shoot, like blackout, I'm seeing little dots and shit. Whoa, motherfucker almost hit you on the right highway going.
He was crying.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, hey, he cried just like Cruz, bro. See, that's that. That's
right,
that hate.
Bro,
you just
like,
think
that
blood.
Bad, right.
Just
black
man.
Yeah,
I'm going.
Nah, Cruz.
Going,
nah, he ain't cried like Cruz. Cruz is
I'm going to embody my brother Black. Say your body, folks. Say your body. Say your
I mean,
body.
That's Embiid right there. You went Joel Embiid on us, J-Rock? Because Embiid was crying.
This shit remind me of fucking Booby Miles.
And
he
put them long ass arms on his mama's shoulders, bro. Did you
That's
see that?
Fact.
I don't know if that lady was. I don't know if it was mom or not, but yo, he was like, wow.
Hey, y'all talked about the Richard Sherman stuff. What's going on with that, man?
Yeah.
Come here.
I read an article earlier.
Is he cheating on him?
I mean, no. I won't be able to tell you in depth. I just watched the video. You know what I mean? The video, he was outside the door. He didn't break anything. He just was pushing the door out of frustration, stood on the stairs, and was yelling at the top of his lungs. I didn't see any entry into the house. I didn't see anything broken into. I didn't see any physical altercations with her at all. The video only illustrates him acting immoral, which is normal to us, but to the world, and him being Richard Sherman. That's all I
Did you hear the 911 call?
Oh, wow.
No,
you
I didn't hear
it. Oh, well, I'm going to send it to you. Yeah, yo. What's going on? His old lady was talking. She shouldn't have made that call, yo. For real.
Did she make the call while he was in the house or while he was outside banging on the door?
No, while he was in the house. She said he was being physical. You know, I'm going to send it to you. Yeah, she said she was being physical. You know, she
was
being physical.
It was more talking with the ring video show, but I'm just going to chill after I had my fun with it yesterday or spoke on it yesterday. I'm going to chill from here on out, but it is a crazy situation. That's what I'm saying, bro. They need a boys and girls club, man. They need something to do in the off season. It's bad. Like, you know, these motherfuckers really something to do off season. They need a league or something. A fucking spade game. I don't know. Every year. I mean, it's like 17 NFL players you can name right now. Suspended, you know, got into some shit. And I know that's life, but damn.
Yeah, it's just, man, it's a bad look right now. It's a trending situation. You know, still Deshaun Watson. And I definitely want to hear your take on your son, OG. I haven't heard you speak on it. You have the floor. I need to hear this. Have you been keeping up with your son and what's going on in your mind with this situation?
I'm heartbroken. I'm heartbroken, okay? I mean, I don't know if they're trying to, you know, clearly I feel like the Texans, you know me, I'm old, so I feel like the Texans had a big part of that, man. They didn't pay them girls, man. You know, I mean, look, man, I really feel like he need to be taking nothing that Bros wouldn't really give, and he certainly got the money. I just feel like they were tricking, and now somebody paying him. I just feel like it's a setup. I mean, I'm sorry, Joe. It's a setup, man. Ain't no racist, man. Yo.
Okay. Right. We're going to take that label off of him. But I'm going to ask you a question, OG, and if we're going to keep it real as me. You know E keep it real. You know what I mean?
I'm
the brothers keep it real, too. But, you know, I'm about to keep it real. So, in your mind, Deshaun Watson and get a little nasty once, just a little bit.
Look, nasty to the point where he don't trust him and like, either didn't want to pay or don't call him.
Right. That's where I'm at with him. He coming in faces and all that, they think.
Right. You know, look, especially some, you know, some vegetables, man, they act like they almost did somebody a favor. They're like, bitch, you wouldn't even fuck with me if I wasn't Deshaun Watson in the first place. Now you mad because I ain't calling you because you think you better than me. So, I mean, you know, it's just like they just think he own him. Like, they don't want him to leave. Like, they're trying to treat him like prostitute. And I'm sorry, man. I do not believe he raping people. I'm sorry. I don't believe.
But I don't think. I don't. They never really had allegations of forced sexual situations. They were talking about the happy ending, things like that. Like, you know, like, yeah, you know, go down and suck it like that. They was talking like he was talking like that. You know, like, he didn't physically
he probably did.
Down and be like,
they knew the deal.
Nah. Yeah.
Like,
yo,
man.
You know?
They probably don't even have real licenses as masseuse, man. Fuck that shit. If they were making call up the cops when that shit happened. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. You know? Nah. I didn't do that shit, man. Just stop. I didn't do that shit.
Listen, bro. I'm asking you.
No, it's
we didn't
set up, man.
Just
go to show you, man.
The summer, bro. You know,
man, so that shit, man. All right. You know, they tarnishing his name, some money, man. But he ain't did that shit, man. Some real bullshit. Now, honestly, man, brothers don't even do shit like that. And a man got all his motherfucking money in the world. They don't do. Not that he ever needed to do that shit before. He's a good looking kid on top of it. You know, so they mad, man. He mad, fuck them. No, he didn't do that shit.
You know what? All things that we spoke about collectively. You know, him being a handsome young man, things like that. You know, we had a bunch of different opinions on those things. If I'm not mistaken, I think the consensus was a lot of it is a setup in major ways. That lawyer dude that's against him is a straight sucker, and they try to extort him immediately.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
money.
Saying? Right. They try to extort him immediately to the
allegations. I don't want to bring up Bill Cosby to it, but that's why they mad because Bill Cosby, it was the law. He had agreement. Them people back in the day decided they'd rather have money than so-called justice, too. You know, you can't wait 25, 30 years. Now everybody went, look, man, I ain't saying he's innocent, man, but it's crazy. You got to know the law. And if so, it's fair and equal treatment of law. That should have never happened because, you know, because of the law and the agreement to begin with. So whether he did it or not is irrelevant. Somebody decided they'd rather get a fucking payoff than justice. Let me tell you something. If you rape one of mine, or if I know any woman that really got raped, man, they want goddamn blood. Period. Real, you know what I'm saying? They don't want no money to fucking do. You know, after the fact. But you're going to pay heavily. Meaning criminal, man, nobody. Listen, especially money. Money ain't going to hurt no dude like that. So, I mean, no. I mean, I ain't saying he's innocent, man, but I am going to say this. That shit should have never happened under the court of law. So everything else is irrelevant. And there's a whole lot of, we could speculate on why that even happened, but it should have never happened. But back to Deshaun, no, I don't. I believe he actually respectful. He's a respectful kid on top of it. I don't believe it's in his heart. I don't care if he's a freak. You know, I'd be a freak, too, all that pussy he gave me. You know what I'm saying? You got to get freaky every now and then, man. Fuck, bitch, he just paid you a fucking $1,500 per hour. What the fuck you thought was going on? Get the fuck out of here, bitch. Okay? When did a massage cost $1,500? Okay? Or how much have you paid, you know, just to, so you could play with his balls and get him happy? That's more money than any of these other Johns are paying you. You know, fuck out of here, man. You know, I mean, seriously, he been here an hour. You know, gave your ass $1,000, and you talking about he raped you? Fuck out of here. Who raped you? You got $1,000. Who raped you?
I'm going to say this to LRP.
Ain't no pussy in the world.
Because this is the funniest shit for today. You ready, LRP? You know I listen to what everybody say, and I analyze it. He said, you ain't going to get that from them other Johns.
That is the most old school word for pimp anybody could ever use. And thank you for using it, OG, because only you could have said that. Oh, man, the word John. Oh, my goodness. Yo, I haven't heard that since
know.
I was a little kid, bro. I haven't heard that since
I was saying, though, but how can you sit there with a straight face? You have no masseuse license. To begin with, you advertising on Craigslist or wherever the fuck you advertising, and you just charge this motherfucker $1,000 for an hour.
What?
But you know what's crazy?
85% of the women were referrals from other women. So that's kind of crazy, too, to me. You're not going to refer a nigga that sexually assaulted you, in my mind.
Man, fuck out of here. It's scared to make nobody, man. We know this shit.
He was going on Instagram and getting them.
We know all of it. And mission accomplished. It still hasn't gone anywhere. It's still, you know, no one does anything about it. So, you know. Yeah.
Ah. So we're going to keep the show rolling, of course. We've covered an array of topics already, man. So what's up? Let's get into some of this actual freestyling that we do, man. What's the hot topics going on right now? LRP, you caught up on them rap battles, movies, what's happening with you, brother? Did anybody see the battle last week? Calico, Hollow, Hitman Holla?
Is it available yet? I didn't catch it live.
I saw your boy get his ass whooping in the UFC. Oh, my God, he took an ass whooping last week.
Oh, McGregor?
Conor McGregor? Oh, he took an L, man.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed the fuck out of that shit. I can't stand that kid.
Anybody going to tell him? I'm
what?
Just playing. he was talking about rap battles.
Oh, I know. I know what he's talking about. No, I ain't that guy.
Yeah,
old,
but
man.
I mean,
I know what he's talking about.
Going,
I'm just going with my
hot
topic.
No, we don't get into anything. Yeah, we can freestyle
oh,
about
no,
it all,
okay.
Baby.
Hello, you thought
one
I was that old? You
know,
we stopping it
talking
about
a real battle?
Nah,
I've been battling since 76.
Randomly
brought
up Conor McGregor.
No, I've been battling. I've been having rap battles since 76, kid. Don't make me pull out my more from Orc rap on your ass.
First of all, let me tell you something right now. Let me get no. Oh,
hold
you
on, LRP. I got a story. OG might have forgot this, so let me bring it up. One day, OG's son tried to challenge him in a rap battle. This was about close to 2 years ago. I just happened to call while the rap battle just ended. So I was privy to all the glorious lyrics that came out of OG mouth toward his son. And said, I sat his ass down, E, and went in on the phone, bro. Just went in. Just like the wind, we all blown away. He went in, LRP. Talking about Houdini in. Y'all don't realize what I'm saying right now, dude. I caught the end of the battle.
It's like he had more bars for his son, but he beat him 3-0 already, but he still was first verse. I'm telling y'all, B, I caught that. I caught
that's
that. Fine. You remember that, OG?
That's dope, though.
I remember that.
I bet you do.
Hey,
that was
I actually talk about a real fucking battle. But nah, man, what you got, LLP?
Shit, I ain't got nothing, man.
What's up?
I was going to talk about Conor McGregor's leg being fucked up.
He got tripled, baby.
Both of y'all better than me. Got the rap at us, got the Conor. I ain't got nothing.
All right,
other than,
listen.
Is the game tonight? No, it's tomorrow, right? No.
Not tomorrow. But you get a double dosage of all the things that you want to miss, that you love, LRP, because tomorrow, Rum Nitty battles Hollow the Gun. Yeah.
Unless he changes how he rap.
Yeah, with the whole screaming and trying to project his voice when he can't, I think that's not going to be him tomorrow. He know that ain't flying no more.
He know it ain't flying.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it. I knew you was talking about that because everybody talks about that. Lyrically, he's dope. But once he gets into that lane where he starts over-screaming and his veins start popping out of his neck and he's fronting like he aggressive, he's too light-skinned for that. That's number one. He's too light-skinned. Mm. That's not happening. You know, so
nah.
Let it go.
Check it out.
So, OG, man, we got you, brother. I just wanted to hear how you feel. How you been feeling about the finals, bro?
For me, I felt like Chris Paul threw that last game. Fuck out of here, man. This nigga tried to get his teammate paid. I don't know what that was about. But the Suns should have had that game won easily. And I haven't really been paying close attention, but that last game was ridiculous. So, hope everybody enjoys it. But I don't know. No team's playing enough defense for me. The only reason I can watch the Suns is because they're actually a team. They play, you know, they function as a team, so they're actually a pleasure to watch. But for the most part, I haven't really been that big on basketball. They don't play enough defense for me anymore.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, we're chopping it, so let's chop this baby. What you got, LLP? Talk to us, baby. It's Friday.
Oh, you can't hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you, baby, clearly.
Oh, well, I wanted to ask you, I've been re-airing the rap battles from last week.
Let me see which one the RBE dropped, because he's known for,
because they had a whole bunch last
quicker.
Week, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's known for putting out battles way quicker than, you know.
I do want to see those, so drop. I go on YouTube and see if they're there.
Yeah, I'm going to look now for you. I'm here. I just pulled up into you. You check it out. Tell you what's happening. What's up? Shakes, you got anything for us, baby? Movies-wise, what's going on, man? What's this, you know, outside of it being the great Black Freezy's birthday today, what's happening out here, man? Talk to us.
I know. Happy birthday, Black Freezy.
Whatever you are, bro.
Yeah, the brother man is on his way to South Carolina to be with some family, unfortunate, but, you know, he couldn't be with us today because he's making moves, which is all respect and all love. Getting to his destination and get his celebration. Nothing wrong.
Yeah, happy birthday, Black Freezy. You already know, man.
Uh-oh.
Power Week.
You about to bring it up?
Power Week.
Oh, yeah, yeah, power, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm all in.
Week,
I promise I won't
Raising
miss any episode. I promise I'm gonna be right there and we gonna chop this. I got it. I ain't gonna miss nothing.
I ain't get Black Freezy on that too.
Yeah, I can't miss nothing now.
Oh. OG, you gonna watch the Raising Canaan Power?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
definitely going to know what's happening that next week. We're going to talk about it.
I want to see something. I told her this earlier. Well, anybody listening right now on your phone, text the number 914-205-5796. Text something to that number. I want to see if that's how this chat works.
Hey, listen, real quick, y'all, I don't want to put myself too out there, and I definitely can't make any promises, but as you know, I got probably the best inside to the team that I've had in a long time, now that Jason Garrett is here. Unfortunately, last year, you know, with the whole COVID things, I really wasn't able to take advantage of it, man, but, you know, I'm going to try to help if I can to get secure some interviews. I can definitely get messages to these guys, so just let me know, you know what I can do to help y'all out, whatever y'all decide y'all want to do. Just know that, I got inside to the coaching staff, to Jason Garrett particularly this year. So if I can get some players on here for y'all to interview, man, I'll definitely do my part. Just let me know.
Good to know. Daily noted.
You know, brother, we with you.
Wow.
They did make some upgrades. That's nice.
Tell him I said he better be in the lab because I am very critical.
What's that?
Tell him be in the lab because I am very critical. And you have to show me you have the ability to create an offense, my brother.
So I want to announce
no reason why
something on the stage,
right? No reason.
Y'all ready? LRP,
up,
is you ready?
What's up, dude?
Shakes, is you ready? Because I need the people to know about it.
Yeah, I am, bro.
All right. So basically, Jay, ladies and gentlemen, America, as we would say, of course, our beloved brother LRP, we have the very first verses going down between two of the Shakedown members. LRP, we don't have no problems in Houston, and Shakes Montana Manine will be facing off in a musical versus each other. And I'm going to let these brothers get into that. But y'all heard it here first, though. Very first Shakedown versus.
Shout out to Dan C. He told me that it didn't work. So appreciate you, brother. I just was, log in. Subscribe to the channel, subscribe to Blog Talk, subscribe to the Shakedown. Join us in this chat so you can interact, you can still mingle. So get on your phone, stop being lazy, and join the brothers. You know what I'm saying? You know you want to. Come on, we're having a party in here. Don't you want to be invited? Inclusion is a hell of a drug. But you can be the chosen one. And OG, I'm going to go ahead and do this one for free. I have no problem. You want to put me on contract? Put me on contract. It's all good. Because I'm telling you now, Shakes challenged me. He challenged me. And he is now... It's going to come and collect. Because he's going down. Because the dialogue is about to project.
Are you ready? You listening, OG?
Yeah, hell yeah, I'm listening.
I just wanted him to get everything he had to say out.
Give it to him, baby.
Because this is one of those prequels. I'm just going to let you know
what's going on. What did you think about those five daggers earlier that I sent at you?
Ching, ching, ching.
They're like, listen to it. Now I'm still disrespecting.
Okay.
I am going to listen to it though on some real shit because I want to hear what you're trying to present to me. But let me fill in, pause. OG Steve from DC. See, in this past year that we was on Podbean, this guy. In our little, let me not say our little,
But in our text group chat, he wants to throw out his little playlist. I will say a little on that. Right?
Disrespect, right?
And every time he turn around, you know what I'm saying, he wants to point out and throw out his playlist like it's the best thing since sliced bread.
The realest shit I ever wrote.
I got sick and tired of him throwing out these darn playlists like he's the only one that knows how to DJ out this month. Right? So yesterday he tries to bring it up again.
Little bro got
and
jealous
I had
about
enough. And
oh,
I had enough for OG. Okay?
Breath,
so
bro.
I told him, don't nobody care about his old funky playlist. Just like Gina told Martin, I think your playlist show sucks, right?
And I told him, you're going to take that back. And that's how I started. And that's how the fight broke out.
And so I told him, I'm a better DJ than you. And that's how the challenge began. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen here. This is what is going to happen. We both going to make a playlist, 50 tracks from each. Now, we got to come up with 10 from the east, 10 from the west, 10 from the south, 10 from the north, and 10 old school tracks. And
hold
we're
on,
going against
how
each
long,
other.
How long is it done? How long is it take, though? How long is it, though, time-wise? You said 50 tracks, but how long is each track? Or is y'all not?
I don't think they're going to play the whole track. They're going to hit them with it.
Yeah, I think we're just going to play the whole joint. So we're just going to put the playlist up on YouTube. But we're going to have like a main event, like something like maybe before the season or something like on like where preseason just began or something like that. Something like huge, you know, just to come back and show you back on Blog Talk and all that. But, yeah, we want to do that and do it on Zoom, and we're going to have our little verses. And I'm going to thrash him. I'm going to thrash him, bro. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to thrash him.
I will have my popcorn ready for that one. Trust and believe.
No chance, OG. I'm glad you've joined because this is going to be a feudal. It's going to be a feudal. And we do need all people on hand to be able to appreciate you and to give up, you know, as we say, our condolences.
As E would always say around this time, somebody gonna get hurt. Somebody gonna get hurt.
Will be a game.
Somebody gonna get hurt.
You done played around too much. You done played around too much. You done got my same outfit. I go with
man. Hold on, Biz. Yo, the Biz passed away, yo. Damn. Nobody.
They was reporting that he was holding on, but is it official now?
Biz Markie did pass? I thought that was a joke.
They were saying it was a
prank.
Oh, man. And it must have became official, man. Rest in peace to Biz Markie, man. One of the best human beatbox.
You know what? I ain't going to say nothing else to say. I know what he's going to do. It's the same thing that he got to do in fantasy. OG, you joining us in fantasy this year, right, sir? Because throughout last year, I don't know if you realize or you know, I know I think he was involved, but not that much. I don't know. But this dude here, he's sitting here talking. This is where it started. He ain't got shit to do with me having dope-ass playlists that I was just sharing with my brothers. He want to sit there and take it serious and be like, you know, sitting over there like he just left the Temptations in the bar and shit, and I'm on TV singing My Girl. That's what it started all back then when a motherfucker called somebody for help
He called for counsel to beat me. Your boy then grew up. I'm telling you.
He wasn't the only one, LRP. I'm not going to steal none of your thunder, but he definitely was on it. He was on it. And he called Freezy out. He said, yo, Freezy, you're supposed to be my friend.
OG, ain't no such thing as halfway crooks when it comes to this Freezy. Dude, bro. He sought counsel to beat me. And then, now, he was like, I was too close. So now he wanted to really try to do it. But
bro,
I'm telling you, you're going to get saved.
Bro, I cut him out, bro.
And listen,
bro,
listen, OG. Listen, OG. Mm-hmm. There's no more keepers, bro. There's no more keepers. So everybody starts from the ground up. You know how I feel about that. I'm excited. I'm so excited, bro.
Real quick, right? My fault, but before we go off the live section, LRP has just discovered the chat section of the show. So he asked y'all to text to see if it worked that way. Well, I figured it out. When you go and try to listen on live and you log on from the website, like when you go to blogtalkradio.com/theshakedown, the live chat is up there for you. So you can interact and join the live chat by www.blogtalkradio.com/DA Shakedown. That's how you interact in a live chat.
You heard? Hey, I put that 911 call in the chat too, man, if y'all want to listen to that shit. And shit is quite interesting. I don't know how I feel about it.
All right.
Oh. Oof, I didn't hear some people back. That was dope. Absolutely dope. He gave up that information the way she, you know, there was just no space for the woman to get out, but she needed to get out even though she did something. She didn't control the conversation better. You know what I'm saying? Just add some charisma about what she's saying. You know, I'm there. Just take a deep breath. Slow down. I got to get the information in. I understand you're going through something on the other side. Believe you me, I get this out here first and get some help out there too. I'm here to help. I'm not here to prevent something like that. Being all real shit. That's a DMV.
Why that shit not trying me?
These motherfuckers buzz out here, making a lot of noise. It's hot as hell out here. It's so hot.
Man, it's so hot down this motherfucker.
Man, I don't know, man. We might have y'all beat. I'm sorry, yo. We might have Texas beat. This is maybe out here done. It's something else.
All right, fellas. Real quick. I don't mean to interrupt nobody, but we're coming down to the last 5 minutes of the show. If you guys feel y'all want to carry on, I got no problem with that at all. If y'all just want to kick it, that's cool. So let's do that. You know what I mean? We're going to go the extra hour. But if we want, let's get the closing statements because the extra hour, everybody knows this. Let me remind you, you will not be able to call in. You have to download the extra hour. So thank you for being with us today on this E-Style, a.k.a. Black Friday birthday day. And shout outs to all the callers and listeners. Y'all know what time it is. We're going to get the closings from my brothers, LRP, OG Steve, Shakes Montana Manon, J-Rock in the building. You guys close it out, bro.
I just want to thank y'all for letting me on. I'm glad, you know, like I said, I'm proud of y'all, man. And I'm definitely looking forward to the season, you know, and most importantly, shout out to my good brother, Black Freezy, man. Happy birthday. And I just want to say to everybody, you know, keep it safe and sexy, man, the same. And, you know, see what it do. The Shakedown Crew, you already know.
Yes, sir. OG Steve OG from D.C. Steve.
Man, it was so good to hear from you, man. I was looking forward to hearing from you coming back to Blog Talk. So it was definitely good to hear from you. We missed you, man. And glad you were in great spirits. I love people forgot, man.
Yeah, man, shit. I'm glad that we had time to do it, man. I've been hollering at him, you know what I'm saying, while he's been away, while we've been away, just, you know, staying in touch with the brother. So I'm super happy to hear him here. And shouts out to Black Freezy on his birthday, on the born day. I know the brother's having a great time. Hope he's enjoying living his best life. Jakes is going to get this work. I can't wait. I want to do it. I'm ready to go right now. I am
hey,
super excited. I cannot wait for this fight. I cannot wait. But with love, though, there's no malice.
But you can't play you can't put no R. Kelly. No R. Kelly for me, sir.
No R. Kelly.
Can you do that? Yeah, no R. Kelly.
It's
going to
be a tough one. It's going to be a tough one. I think the world needs to have people. The world needs to have people. We weren't killing our brothers. We were two-stepping.
I just want to make sure J-Rock get his closing.
That's all I got. Peace and love. Enjoy the weekend. Have fun in the last hour. We won't be it. That's it. Go ahead, J-Rock.
Most definitely, man. We appreciate everybody for coming on, logging on, spending this 2 hours with us, man. We appreciate everybody. Get ready for fantasy football, man. It's coming next month. We starting drafts. If you want to be in, let me know. DM me on the Twitters or email bbnuncensored@aol.com. That's all I got, man. Appreciate it. Happy born day to Black Freezy.
Chase, you want to take us home? I think you could get it done under a minute.
Are we going to extra hour?
Y'all going to do an extra hour, but, you know, this portion is about to be over with. So if you want to give a closing for this portion,
that's
okay, right? Then we can go. Okay. All right.
Well, let me always say around this time, we don't expect y'all to agree with us, but damn, sure expect y'all to understand. Understand? So don't get shook up because we keep shit live. Just stick down with the New York Giants on that drive for 5. We out of there. Well, not out of there, but 5 seconds now.
That's it. You got to know what time it is now. You got to download it in order to get further. So let's go. Third hour.
Yes, sir.
We chop it up about that.
Stay tuned for the bonus.
Facts. What's good, fellas?
Not much, man. J-Rock, what's going on, bro? We haven't heard. I think you probably at the crib now. What you got?
Yeah.
One minute.
Yeah. Put my headphones up. Turn them shit up.
No, you did that on purpose.
Turn my headphones up. Keep it on.
Turn me up louder. Oh, was you doing that on purpose?
In the background singing, except for me. None of y'all heard that. He was going hard. Y'all ain't hit. Yo, hold up. Nah, you ain't gonna get away with that one. Hold up. Yo, he was going hard.
Where is that?
Yo.
Turn me up louder.
Yo, he would turn me up louder. Y'all didn't hear him?
I heard.
Come on, man.
I heard.
You motherfucker, and you caught him, too. When you turned it off on his ass, he turned me up loud. Got your ass. Right, bro. He's singing his shit. Yeah. Yo, come on now with the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on with the bullshit.
I can't hear myself with the headphones.
I was turned into a situation.
What happened, LRP? What happened with the stock, bro? They said you had to buy 100 shares.
Yeah, man. Said in order because it was under a dollar. So if there's a stock that's under a dollar, you got to buy 100 shares. And which is cool. But I just wasn't planning on. I ain't made that transfer. I was like, hey, ain't no transfer for no $81. So I was like, hey, I was just going drop a little $5. You know what I mean? Any stock. Shit, I could have got 7 shares with that.
To tell me what I got to do.
Yeah, I could have got 7 shares. That would have been good enough, if it's below.
I would have done it on Cash App. Cash App, you can just pay stock.
Yeah, think about that. I got Cash App, too. I ain't touched that thing yet. I want to know what it looked like. But I'm going to get that. I don't think to see it going anywhere in the next couple of weeks. They said it's not supposed to balloon until December. So I paid a $5 later, but I saw that shit because I got up this morning. I said, I told you I was gonna buy that shit. I was like, oh yeah, shit. Found that shit in my pocket like free money. I was like, that's right. I forgot I was supposed to do this. And then they told me that, I was like, damn, the fuck you there?
Like, so who's going to be our second best defensive player on the team this year?
Second best player?
Well, the top two. Who's number, obviously everybody's got to go with the big cat at number one.
James Bradbury.
Number one going to be Bradbury.
Bradbury.
I'm going to go with Xavier McKinney.
Okay. Speak on that, bro.
Yeah, I think he's going to be. He ain't really getting spoken about.
Who's going to get the most burn in Alabama? Who's going to be our starting corner?
Bradbury and
Jackson.
Dory Jackson.
Donnay Holmes.
Absolutely.
Going to trade out with Aaron Robinson. And Love. And that one's going to fluctuate. We beat on the defense post. I can't wait to do that. Oh, my
God.
Do we
need the defensive?
I believe.
Who's more likely to leave after the end of this year, Jason Garrett or our defensive coordinator?
You mean Freddie Kitchen?
If I had to answer, I know that's right. The whole
yeah, I jumped up in there. Or, see how I threw that up in there? Or you mean Jason Jarrett?
Oh, another multiple choice.
Yeah, Freddie Kitchen.
I know two balls. Multiple choice. Fact. Freddie Kitchen. Yeah, if anybody was on the chopping block, I think it would be Garrett. If it was those three, it would be Garrett. But if the offense sucks, both sides need to go.
I'm thinking somebody's going to get a coaching job. I don't really think you're going to get fired. You're going to get offered a job. I can't say he would necessarily deserve one, but I just think that, his privilege is not up yet.
I think he sucks, personally, Pause. And I think that if he doesn't have Freddie Kitchens in his ear and kicking him in his ass bone, it could be known. You know what I mean?
You still want to
win? I think he sucks, bro. You know what I mean? And I think Freddie Kitchens needs to kick him dead in his sciatica so this shit could get moving. Because if he tries any of them plays that he had played, that he did last season, with all this offensive talent, I'm going to be pissed off past passivity. I bet not see one motherfucking throw behind the line of scrimmage for 3 yards to a wide receiver to get to the first down. I better not see
that. I totally concur.
That's all they do in camp, practice curls.
I better not.
Yeah, I mean,
How you feel about the running backs behind Saquon, man?
How do you feel?
I think
it's going to be Booker and Corey Clement, personally. I think Clement is going to take one of them spots. What you think about that, OG? Because we chopped it up a bunch. Bro.
I mean, I kind of like Booker, man. I just really hope that Saquon can come back and be Saquon. I really do. Because the thing is this, we got so many other weapons. I don't really think it's going to, you know, I think that if he's healthy, then those guys are not going to see the field that much.
I can tell you the one thing that I don't want to see this season with Saquon Barkley. I have never touched on that. Pause, but I'm you know, because you said he hopefully coming back and being Saquon, which I don't have a doubt of that at all. I don't have any doubt he will be, and he will impress. I even gave you yardage. But the one thing I do want to see him do this season and do not do is be off his feet. I want that hurdling to be cut down, because that's one of the reasons why you can get your knees clipped at any point in time when you in the air like that. Keep your ass on the ground. That's what I need him to do. Because he likes to hurdle. You know that. I need him to stay on the ground. Not saying forever. I'm just saying keep the mother shit planted for a minute. Chill out.
I just need him to stop tipping his hand, you know, when it comes to run games and, you know, pass protection and run plays. And I need these guys to move. These cornerbacks need to run sideline to sideline for do a couple of suicides before that damn ball is tight. You know what I'm saying? I need to see some motion. Stop tipping in.
Evan Ingram, what are you going to do this year, man?
He won't have his most productive season because he's not going to have to be seated and concentrated.
That's
he's not
going to
be concentrated on
it. I don't know. I'm not talking about it. I plead the fifth.
What's productive to you, OG? If I say Evan Ingram is going to have 40 to 45 catches. Okay, hold on. If I say he can have 40 to 45 catches, 550 yards, and 5 touchdowns. You feel that's good enough?
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Obviously, you know, he can't have more than, you know, he can't have more than 60 balls thrown his way if he's only got 45 catches, though. I mean, that might be a little bit too much. You know, he's got to catch,
okay,
not 85% of his ball. You're a fucking tight end. You know what I'm saying? Tight end, you're supposed to be right around 80%, damn near. You know,
so
I don't know
right? And then I'm going to get out the way. There's going to be somebody, no matter how we look at it, if they're healthy, they're going to be the recipient of everyone else. And he's going to be that guy. And I know in LRP mind, he feels it's Slayton, right? That's where you at, LRP? That Slayton has a tremendous season because he's going to be eating.
I think that was flat.
The offensive line has to be a lot better than it was last year. I don't know if Danny can get through that progression.
Okay.
I can't see it.
I think it is.
I was
right, right? LRP, I'm sorry, man. I think before he gets to that progression.
No, I don't know if he said it. I don't know if he said it first, but I'm not going to speak for him. But I would – that is my pick, you know.
Right. I made sure I got that right, that I definitely heard you say Slayton. I personally said Dante Pettis if he makes the team. I think he's going to be the X factor because he has so many intangibles that people don't talk about. Speed, quickness, height, size, cutting ability, in and out, route running. The kid is an all-around wide receiver. If he is on this team, he's going to be the X factor for us because he can do it all.
and can't no third cornerback cover him?
You talking about Garland?
No, I wouldn't even talk about him. He is expected. His ass better have at least 1,209 touchdowns. There's nothing to talk about with him. We ain't got to talk about him. He know what he better do. We talking about X factors on offense.
Man, my thing is this. We got X factors, man. But will goddamn Danny Jones be able to get through his progressions before he do something stupid?
I believe he will.
You know, take a,
I'm going that far.
Like, take a sack. His pocket presence has improved this year, man. I don't give a fuck what the line does. His pocket presence, he cannot continue to stand there and fucking just get ran the fuck over. He can't do that shit. He just can't do it. I'm saying, man, like, I don't care what else happens. You cannot just sit there and get hurt like that. You know, I mean, it's hard to watch, bro. I mean, his pocket presence is absolutely probably one of the worst I've ever seen in my life.
I think it's
okay.
Think
I'm not gonna go that far.
I think we're going to see a major improvement. You know, he's one that also has gotten in the lab. As far as, you know, his diet, as far as his regimen, things that he's been doing, do look serious, you know, so.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a clock issue. It's not a clock. He doesn't feel the rush. And that worries me. I don't know if he can ever acquire it. Like, why does he feel the rush?
Okay, hold on. Why? Can I ask a question? And let's just be real, because I know we opinionated, and that's wonderful. And can't nobody go against your opinion, because it's your opinion. But let's put the eye test and the facts in front of us. Did he not improve in his pocket presence and in his turnovers last season? Did he not improve that?
You know what? I will say this. I guess he was. I can't say he didn't improve. Because clearly he got less sacks and he had less turnovers. But what I saw was he just kind of changed his game. It wasn't like he was feeling, he was just getting out of the pocket or getting rid of the ball earlier. He still wasn't able to hang in there, look downfield, and kind of move left and right and kind of just evade the rush. Like, he could see people and it still make the pass. He would just make a different decision.
What?
Like, getting rid of the ball earlier.
I really would not agree with that. I'm going to tell you something. I got it.
Well, let me
finish
my opinion, and I really feel like there's still room for him to grow, because sometimes you do need to hang in there a second longer, but sometimes all you got to do is move a little bit to the left or the right. You don't actually have to throw it out, or you don't have to run this, that, and the other. All you got to do is be able to do two things at once. Feel the damn rush, down by the legs, move left and right, and make the throw downfield. And I felt like instead of just doing that, he just made, like, he would either throw it early or, you know, or get out of there early. So that's just my opinion. But I can't wait to hear yours.
No. I'm not going to give you an opinion. I'm going to send you something because I heard what you said, and that's one of the things that I harped on this offseason that he has the ability to do, and he did so well. I'm going to just send it to you. That's all.
Would you care to articulate it? Well, you know, I'd like to hear your interpretation of what I'm about to watch.
First of all, I definitely cannot agree with that, because I watched for myself and talked about it so much to the point where I irritated my co-host, Shake Montana, with it, because it was the one thing that he irritated me and probably all of us with the season before. And you, of course, in agreement with him, and we in agreement with you guys, I said, you know what? This is what I'm looking for in year two, with him moving his launching spot, him also becoming more of an RPO guy, him holding on to the ball and not fumbling it, taking hits and not fumbling it, also getting out of the pocket and throwing on the run, feeling the rush, at times thinking he was sacked, getting out of that with evasiveness and throwing the ball as well. He did a lot of things nobody's giving him credit for. So now that I articulated that, I'm going to send it to you visually. That's all.
Anybody else?
Mr. Giants. But in year three, year three, I think the maturation process will even take a step further. And I'm just going to follow the science.
Line.
Come out and play.
That old line
Did
don't
really
play well.
Did he really have the bottles?
Yeah, we drink around
Not
here, so they're all around.
The
problem with Daniel Jones is not Daniel Jones, his offensive line. The man was a sixth overall pick, so he gets graded like that. He's not played like the sixth overall pick, but he definitely hasn't played like a bust. The problem with it is you did nothing to cooperate or to make that O-line better in most people's eyes. Now, that is a wait and see, I guess, because with what Shake has been saying for a long time now, or for at least a month or 2 months, has been that the O-line is going to be just fine. I don't believe it, and I think that'll be the biggest question mark for Daniel Jones's third year. Again, there isn't anything about him that has screened a legitimate sixth pick in the NFL draft. But again, conversely, I haven't seen enough to go that guy's a bust. He's a nothing. He's a nobody. We got to get rid of him. We got to lose him. Got to go and get somebody else right now. So to me, it's just one of those things where you got to look at the offensive line and how they play, and if they can get some cohesiveness, can stay healthy, you know, play all together. That's one thing that we see the great O-line do. Now, can Daniel Jones go out there with a bad O-line, get the ball off fast, be able to make the first and second read pretty quick, definitely the first read quick, get the ball out of his hands, and let what you do have now in some playmakers hopefully get the ball and make some plays? That is something that can happen. There can be yards in that, but that is not an offense that you run that will consistently win you games. Can it put up some points? Can it put up some yards? Can it make an offense look better than it has in the past? Yes, but there needs to be some consistency at the play. There needs to be some progressions being made at the quarterback position that he can do when given the time. We have seen that. Pretty much it has to do with that. And then I think the biggest thing that was mentioned really quickly at the beginning of this conversation, I think an hour and a half ago, was coaching. It was pushed to the side and nobody really mentioned it again. But it is the hugest thing, I think, outside of the offensive line, off the field, out of the three major parts, that is going to be big. There hasn't been any changes. To me, it's a losing culture of coaches. So let's see what happens. The only one who's really experienced some winning is Joe Judge. And since he's been here, since he's been in New York, he hasn't really experienced any winning yet. So the culture has changed. Let's not get that twisted. You can hear it in the way the players talk. You can hear it in the way players who were there and have left talk about it. It is a different culture, quote-unquote, mindset for a lot of these players, and I think a lot of that has to do with Joe Judge. Can that translate into wins? Can it translate into having the right play or right system, not system, but the right play set for this week, next week, the following week? Will that translate into making the right play call down into 2 minutes? We will see. But in all that's happened in this offseason, looking on the outside, looking definitely in to a lot of the teams who were on the bottom and how they've tried to make themselves better, New England Patriots, Miami Dolphins, the New York Giants, all those teams have done things to try to make themselves exponentially better this year, knowing that there's going to be a lot of turnover in the NFL, especially in this division of the NFC East. It's going to be something you have to go after, especially when there is no clear-cut, you know, head-over-shoulders, better team than the other. This is an evenly matched division that this has displayed it over the past couple years. And you know, it just
it's going to be coaching and offensive line. I think you've discussed it for at length here for an hour about the playmakers, about the defensive people, that the defensive players that can become, take that next step up and become the star that they, you know, were expected to be in as Xavier McKinney, or you know, guys that are, that can continue to be forces down in the defensive line and the trenches for you guys. So it a lot of it's going to be offensive line and coaching, which is, you know, outside of, you know, the quarterback on the field, your offensive line needs to play very well. We'll see. I don't anticipate a team that's going to go out there and look offensively and defensively as lackluster as the past couple years. Can they put it together? And again, it's going to be a lot of close games. There's not going to be blowouts. I mean, we talk about maybe the no-name team just getting a new name, and how that goes. I mean, that could definitely go blowout way for you guys. But outside of that, there's nothing that just screams we're gonna watch the New York Giants go into a game and just dominate another team. There's nothing on tape yet, obviously. A lot of new players. Let's get that new system going and see how that works. But it's going to be very, very
difficult. Hold on to that three-letter word, though, champ. The one that starts with a Y and ends with a T.
Yet.
We coming, baby. Okay, we coming. Let me ask you this, Nacho. Who's going to have more yards, Shep or Tony? What's up? What'd you say?
Nah, I yelled out real quick to mess with Nacho because I love him. Aaron Rodgers going to shoot yet?
Now, I want to know who's going to have more yards, Shep or Tony, and how does this play out with Shep's playing time? Okay. I just want to, you know, just generally speaking, because we all kind of know that.
I'll go first so I can let everybody else go. I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be a totally different dynamic. Shep is going to be our starting slot wide receiver, as he has been. He's going to have a very great, productive season in the slot. The question is if we keep him or not. Tony's going to be our returner and punt returner and kickoff returner. And we're going to get him and work him into the games with gadget plays and also matchups-wise to get him in open space. He's going to be Daniel Jones's second biggest security blanket when it comes to receiver outside of Kenny Galladay. Because that is a short dump-off pass player who can get – oh no, brother, did you hear the words? Wide receiver.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Wide receiver.
Okay.
He's going to be the second biggest security blanket.
I said security
blanket. Wide receiver. At wide receiver.
Security blanket is usually a dump-off, though, ain't it?
And he is – listen to me. He has that skill of a running back that if you dump the ball off to him, his ability to make people miss, his ability to cut upfield, and his ability to get open in his elusiveness is exactly why you use a player like that. I'm so happy you said that, OG. He is a security blanket like that.
Who gets more third down passes thrown to him? Who gets more third down passes thrown to him? Him or Saquon? Quick.
That's football situations. That's football. You can't do that.
Yeah,
that's football situations.
No, break it down.
Depending on. Okay, so
I mean,
check it out.
Okay,
check it out.
Okay, third and seven. Who gets more?
Third and seven? I don't even think that's a pass to a running back, third and seven. I'll be pissed off if we do that. With all that wide receiver talent we got in tight end, we throw a running back a pass on third and seven. I'm going to be pissed off at that.
Okay. Where is it? Tight end?
Yo, we got Kyle Rudolph too, bro.
I know that. That's what I'm saying. What is it, a tight end?
Right. Hell yes. Or a Galladay situation, whatever.
Listen. I just think that, you know, more likely than not, if our offensive line is not playing to the point where I think it should be, which is likely, I just think that rather than trying to be able to push the ball, I think he's going to have to just – it's going to almost be a running back or Darius, you know, just kind of hanging out there in the slot, man, and hoping he can get the first down. That's just, you know, I don't want to see it no more than you do, my brother. Trust me.
Right,
but I just kind of see it playing out that way.
But we also have to not forget we have receivers that even if they're running up the field or just being decoys, to move safeties out of the way, to make linebackers back up, and to also bring slot corners and also safeties out of position vertically. We have that for the first time.
We don't
time.
Have a line, though. That's the thing. That none of that matters. We don't have a line.
We're talking guys that run 4.2s, brother.
I know, but if our offensive matter. Line is not holding, it doesn't matter.
We didn't hear that.
Now,
so what you say, baby?
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I'm saying we're not talking college. It's the NFL. You can run a 4.1. I mean, but let's be realistically, if you don't, you need at least, what, 2.5, 3 seconds every single play with a great offensive line. You get 4 or 5. If you don't have that, okay. You're not going to be able to utilize the deep threat and get guys open. It's going to be a bunch of dump-offs and nothing to – Kadarius Toney, hoping he can get downfield, you know, hoping it's a bunch of mans and nobody sees him, or the same with Saquon.
Or you could have just said you agree with me and hated the fact that you agree with me, because that's what I just said. I don't think our offensive line will afford us to more often than not.
But let me tell y'all guys something, right? If we're going to talk production, which means if you ask a question about production, it can't be nullified every time by the offensive line. Either you want to hear the production or you want to hear, you know what, it don't matter what you answer because I'm going to say the offensive line. Because I'm just being honest. Questions have been answered.
No, I get it, but it feels as if right now your quarterback has 6,000 yards, your running back has 2,000 yards, your wide receivers have 1,000 each. You know, you like right now, every answer you're given is if there's not a single thing that you can do wrong in any position. And we
he didn't ask that question. He said, who you think going to have more yards? He asked two specific players. He said, who's going to have more yards? Or 3rd and 7, give me a situation. He didn't talk about overall production. He just said, what do you think is going to happen here? What do you think is going to happen there? And I gave those answers specifically to those people and the criteria for those players. But then it's always nullified, not just me, everybody. When anybody gives an answer for offense, the first thing anybody's come back with is, but the offensive line. I'm just telling y'all the truth.
I get
we've been hearing this for
years. Your answer predicates on having a good offensive line. Being able to run down the field. Down the field to give your other players opportunities to take away safeties to do that. That predicates solely on having a good offensive line, giving your quarterback time and that play time to develop. So
and
guess
what?
I'm gonna go as far
and be honest.
Especially if you don't have a quarterback with good pocket presence who can just swipe people off and move laterally. You damn sure can't do. You can't do that. Like that's what I'm trying to say.
And guess what
I'm gonna
say to that?
Not bad yet.
But guess what I'm going to say to that?
I'm going to say this year that happened.
Do it a few times.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Kelly.
We don't got
No. I'm just going to say that.
Rodgers back there. Yeah.
Okay. See, now we going. Now we going left. Y'all can have it. Y'all got it.
Attention now, who might be in agreement. But no, seriously, bro. I mean, you know, we got to have the time, man. All the weapons, I mean, honestly, I really did see that, you know, it's going to be a lot of balls probably thrown, you know, a little shorter than, you know, than we like. So, 37, I can see a 4-yard. I can see a 4-yard pass for 37. Who can't see a 4-yard pass for 37? You're lying to yourself right now.
Huh?
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm about to get – no, you don't about to get up out of here at 9 o'clock.
No,
I agree.
I'm going to
do that now.
I'm
about to take a job.
Okay. I agree with Steve wholeheartedly on the offensive line. I think where we disagree is Daniel Jones, and I think the reason I disagree is the more tape I watch on him, there is definitely more bad that outweighs the good. But the good, if it is done on a consistent basis with a good offensive line, I think there's that fine line that quarterbacks teeter on, where you could be, you know, above average, average quarterback for most of the game and just make some great plays at the end. it's very, you know, I mean, he's the anomaly because of the seven championships, but there's other quarterbacks like Tom Brady that have just, I don't, they're not game managers. We're not going to call them game managers because that's not what they are. They make the right play at the right time, and they do what they have to do, but it's not a game manager situation. It's definitely, you just have to have a consistency at it. He's got to have the players around him. He's got to have the offensive line to protect him, and he can make the right decisions once he realizes he has time. I think the skittishness, the stuff that you see, Steve, I think a lot of it has to do with the fearfulness of not having trust in a healthy and five guys in front of him that know what they're doing, that know what they're doing on a play-by-play basis. And that gets any quarterback. We've seen the greatest from, you know, anyone you can think from the greatest to the worst. If they have a bad offensive line, they get skittish. They get thrown off of their game. It doesn't matter. So I just think, to me, right now you have the playmakers at offensive playmakers at wide receiver. You're praying that the guys can catch at tight end, and then you have playmakers at the running back position. You know, I think you might have one outside of Saquon Barkley. That may be one of those things where if that offensive line can't protect, it doesn't matter if Daniel Jones can you know, slide the pocket, because he's just not going to have time. Because the moment he steps to his left, there's another person right there. And you do that for a game or two, he doesn't feel safe anymore, and then you get back to year one, year two, where you're trying really hard to not be fearful, but you can't because they're just going to let him through anyway. So that's why I – go. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, man, you can have the best breed, Rottweiler or whatever dog you want, man, perfect pedigree, but if you beat that dog every day from day one towards the 3-year-old, 140 pounds, could probably rip your head off if it ever actually had the balls that it was born with. But because, and I'll tell you all that, man, but, you know, it's, to me, I got to go all the way back to them 30-day turnovers in college, which is unheard of. You know, I mean, I saw the same thing in college. Maybe he just had too many years behind him. And I nobody's – he has a skill set. Sometimes I just wonder if he's actually processing things fast enough. Is he able to? Because I didn't even see it in college. I'm like, okay, you know what? You stand there – I mean, this is Duke. And you got your hell beat out of your Duke, but yet you can still run. So he's an athlete who got his ass kicked at Duke. You know, at Duke, I don't care how bad the line was, I saw stupid shit all day long. The same thing he brings to the league. And I'm like wondering, are you slow? Something really wrong? I mean, something's missing. Like, you know, how did you not see that? And why didn't you do something better about it? So I don't know. I just want to say this. Listen, I agree. He has the skill set. But I just really question, can you tell myself, like, are you able to process it? Is this game a little bit too fast for you? When is it going to slow down? Okay, let's hope it does with a line, but I just don't – a question is, he has enough time sometimes to make a far better decision than he's been making, and I really hope that he does to improve on that. So that's what I'm going to say about it, but I'm – you know, that's good.
To me, it's to the obvious now. I mean, like, it's going to be, you know, one or two games. If he sees that Saquon can get some big chunks, running between the tackles, and then he goes for a play action and turns around and there's nobody in front of him because they're actually, you know, blocked up, and the defense thought that it was a run because they're chipped. I think, obviously, like most quarterbacks, it'll start easing. You'll start getting into it. Then you start making plays and stuff like that. But you have to take the football out of his hand because, again, like I said, there is the good stuff. You said it too. You just have to minimize how much he's – now, I don't want to say relied upon, because that's the quarterback position, but you have to minimize how much he has to be the hero. He shouldn't have to be the hero in the first quarter on the second drive because he's already given up the football once and yada, 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 and they've already scored twice. So
right.
Shouldn't have to play hero football that early. So if you can get cohesiveness out of that O-line, and Saquon Barkley can run between the tackles, it's an obvious thing. I get it. I'm beating the drum of some obviousness. But if that can happen, I don't see why Daniel Jones can't be a legitimate quarterback, because there is a lot on tape, like I said. There's a lot bad. But there is a lot also that where if it's consistently in the same game,
That's the problem.
He could,
we can cut up all
the
hits.
He can throw the long ball, especially. He's an accurate passer. I definitely like him. He's a long, you know, he's an accurate passer. I like that, you know. So, I mean, he obviously has some mobility as well. I mean, you know, he, the skill set is there, man. He definitely has skills. I'm not even going to front on him, you know. I just want to make sure that, you know, the game slows down for him at some point. So, hopefully, you know, we, like I said early on, you know, hopefully his offensive line plays much better. That's why they got a B-plus, because I really felt like we should have did more, you know, and hopefully we will do more, because I still don't believe in his offensive line right now. And I don't want to go into the start of the season with just them if we can avoid it, you know, especially the guards. So, and the guards are a huge part of why Daniel Jones is not feeling comfortable. You know, I feel like he's okay from the outside, but no quarterback can handle that kind of pressure up the middle. And I don't really believe in our center like that. Nick Gates is not all that, even though everybody wants to act like just because it was his first year. I mean, okay. It wasn't bad, but let's not act like it was great or even good. It was serviceable, seriously. And, I mean, that's what it was. It was serviceable. So hopefully he can get good this year, you know. And, I mean, stop grading him just because it was his first year. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. You don't get an award because it was your first year playing position. You get an award for playing position, you know. And so I don't care. You got to do much better this year to be my center. I mean, that, you know, in the center position, you cannot, you know, underestimate how important that is. So, you know, I hope he continues to grow. I mean, hats off, he did an acceptable job, but we need better. So, I'm gonna go ahead and mute myself, y'all. I probably gotta go. What's that, Shakes?
Do you like the guy Harrison as the backup?
I don't even really speak on him.
Man,
I don't know. I think Gates should be a backup. I think he should be the backup. And so if somebody's backing him, I don't like him. If he's not better than Gates, I don't like him. No. Yeah, I don't even know why we're paying him. Who does he know? Whose nephew is he, man? Stop it. Oh, no, we got to stop talking around my center, man. That's ridiculous. We got to stop that. That is, honestly, that is right up there with the cornerback, yo. Straight up, man. I just don't think, you know, that's a big part of the problem, man. He, you know, a center position is key, bro. I can't even say enough about it, man. Apparently, you know, we playing with it, though. We don't, you know, we playing with it. Okay, we bring a guy who never played center. No, no. So, yeah, Gates got to show and prove, man. I hope he put a little weight on. He needs a little bit more strength. And, you know, I mean, hope they play together as a unit as well. But, no, and his backup, hell no. We need somebody who's going to put him on the bench. And let him be the backup.
Well, I feel you. I'm not really sold on Gates like that neither. I don't
Why
see
would it. You, if you're being real, hey, stop it, man. I understand we want them all to win. I mean, I want them to win and do great and all that stuff too, man. But at some point, you got to stop lying to yourself. Man, dude, man, come on, man. Everybody's judging me. Who cares? Production.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
I wish we would in this draft and really addressed the interior offensive lineman. That would have solidified it all for me. But I still have the confidence that they have the confidence in these guys that they got in the building. So we'll see.
Yep. I mean, yeah, we'll see. Yeah, God will.
But look, yeah, you know I mean,
you know,
we got – two firsts, we got two thirds, we got two fourths. We still got a second rounder. I mean, we're more than enough prepared and ready to get whatever the hell we need in this draft coming up, especially
quarterback. Are you ready to be looking at the draft, though, Shakes? Are you trying to win some damn games this year? I am happy about our draft capital.
Trying to win now.
Exactly. So I'm happy with it.
What I'm saying is if what they present to us don't work out, that's what we have to look forward to. Like, whatever don't show out and show up this season, we have the capital to get it right.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though, Shay.
Whether it's quarterback,
we're gonna have hard decisions to make.
Center, guard,
Ingram,
whatever
the
case may be.
We're going to have some contracts coming up that we really need to win this year in order to justify keeping some of these players. Because if we're losing team again, it's going to be really hard to keep some of these players that we would like to sign again on second-year contracts, right? We got to stop letting all our players go, you know what I'm saying, because we just can't handle it. Like, we got to be sure what Ingram is, not, you know, that we really need to keep him because we obviously have enough offensive weapons at this point. But it would be nice to know if we can win with him. We certainly got to know what Saquon is, you know what I mean? So, you know, there's got to be production on that offensive line no matter what in order for us to make a real educated decision on a couple of key players next year. So I'm happy with the draft, man, but we ain't got but something. You know, I don't want to have to keep rebuilding the team and not having some good players who actually have some winning behind them. You know what I'm saying? That's what keeps players. We need to win. We got to win. We cannot continue to let a bunch of players walk. We've got to be able to win with players that we have on our team. And I hate to say it, even Ingram, we got to find a way to, you know, make it work.
So this is the year, man. That's why I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait till this year starts. I'm happy to have OG Steve DC back. We got less than 15 minutes.
Know.
I don't know what E wants to do, but anything else you want to say, OG, before we get up out of here?
No, man, like I said, you know, much salute all y'all, man. I appreciate y'all letting me chime in, man, and I'm proud of y'all, man. And, I'm glad to be back, man. So looking forward to the season, man. You know what I'm going to do, stay true blue. That's all I can do, man. So everybody, you know, keep it safe and sexy and sane, man, and I'll catch y'all on the upside.
All righty.
I'm here, Montaigne. I was just allowing, you know, the fellas to get their time, especially on this first Welcome Back East Style Friday, which was also / Black Friday's B-Day. I was just excited, so I wanted to make sure, like I said, I let these guys go. It was a great conversation, always content-wise, man. I can't be more happy to be a part of such a great show, which is the greatest and most dangerous show on the planet. So, whatever you want to do, Montaigne, if you want to close it out for the last 15, talk about power, talk about whatever you want to talk about, keep the fellas on, let them feel good, the vibe is good today. Go ahead, bro, I'm with it. We here. Family is back. I love you, big brother.
Yeah, I know, fam. Thank you, bro.
Appreciate you. Just letting people know that Sunday is huge. And in sports, a lot of things going on this Sunday. Of course, as a wrestling fan, we got the Money in the Bank pay-per-view coming out.
Yeah.
We got the NBA Finals. I think that's game 6, I believe. That's on Sunday. I think game 5 is tonight, right? Game 5 is tonight. Hopefully that's the case, and yeah, so Sunday is going to be huge. What else is on Sunday? Something else that's on Sunday as well. Oh yeah, right. Power, goddammit. You know what I mean? Raising Canaan. All right, y'all definitely set your DVRs for that. The Shy, new episodes of The Shy as well on Sunday. So I'm gonna be glued to my TV. Hope y'all be doing the same. Y'all have a great weekend. Be safe out there. Keep wearing your mask if you didn't take your shot. If you did take your shot, God bless you. I still ain't do that. Still ain't decided on that. But
don't rush.
Shout out to everybody that made that decision.
Don't rush.
All right. Yeah,
I'm not.
I'm not.
Just keep wearing your mask.
Don't you do it.
Can't get vitamin
don't
D.
Don't do it, Chase.
No, man, I mean, I man, yeah, I'm going to take that up to air, bro. Let me drop some heavy knowledge when you be. But let me make sure if you, everybody understands what COVID stands for. Certificate of Vaccination ID, man. Understand that and understand it's patented. So, you know, read between the lines, man. Do what you need to do, man. But I ain't never give a damn about us. Why you think, man, that you know, these mama be talking about, hey, come get these watermelons and Cadillacs. Stop that. Stop playing with me, motherfucker. Okay? Hey, man. Anytime Bill Gates is all up in your face, y'all, you boys, man, nah, don't stand. Wear your mask, but don't be fooled. Don't be a fool. Hey, man. Y'all, love y'all, man. Y'all keep it staying the
same. You more,
said,
brother.
Man, stay for same. Stay for same, man. You know better. You know better, man. Come on. They never cared about us, baby. Never. Stop it, man. Nah. Full pressure's on, man. Y'all hang tight on that, though. Trust him, but trust the instincts, okay? Just hang tight, man. Just hang tight. And don't be a part of it. Remember to start transforming and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure you good on that second. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you good on your second amendment because we want them to transform around here. Okay? Amen. Yeah, yeah, I'm glad. I was relieved. I was going to bring it up earlier, but I didn't want to, but I was relieved. You know, if I know my brothers, man, yes, man, they don't know. They don't know us like that, man. Stop it, man.
Already, man. You already know we're going to play.
That's the devil in full effect, man. I can tell, I'm going to give you some stuff, man. I'm going to send y'all some information, man.
You know how that goes.
To, you know, do. Yeah, man. Don't.
He was going, we was going, even if we would have did it off air like we always do, you know, and I want to definitely shout out Shakes right now for a conversation that me and him had that I don't think anybody knew about. I don't know if you had it with anybody else, but when we first started talking about the vaccine, the brother reached out and said, "Yo, E, how you feel about that?" And we had an in-depth conversation, Shake. You remember that? Mm-hmm. We had an in-depth conversation on how we felt about it. Now, of course, I'm never going to say any of the things on air that I said to him in private. But my brothers know, we know, and that's in-house, as Tom Coughlin would say. We're going to keep that in-house.
For sure, man. I'm going to make sure y'all get some information, man. But, yeah, I don't even stop playing. Stop playing. Hey man, I'm a bum, man. Y'all keep it safe though, man. And I'll definitely y'all be tuning in and be in touch.
You already know, man. Yo, everybody.
Next week, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, man.
No. I'm going to tell everybody to have a blessed night, Shakes. You can close this out. This is the downloaded portion, so everybody knows already that what they got to do. We back. I mean, you know what I mean. Old platform, but new content, new thought processes, new mindsets. So we basically making it new again. You know what I mean? Back on the scene, like a spine on the movie screen. We here.
And like we always say around this time, we don't expect y'all to agree with us, but we damn sure expect y'all to understand. Understand? So don't get shook up because we keep shit live. It's the kick down up the New York Giants on that drive for five. And we out of there. Take us away. Eat a joke from the Bronx. Y'all be safe out there. Always wear rubber. Wear your mask.
Yeah. Y'all just been shook by the shakedown, and we the fuck up out of here. Peace. Happy birthday, Black Freezy. We love you, King. Yeah. Enjoy this day.
Dedicated to you, bro. Dedicated to you. Happy birthday, man.